You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome, welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. And sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
Podcast.
No topics, no directions, but I love doing it.
On riotcast.com. It's a dick shower.
You can see the maturity on either side of the room. One side.
And the success.
Boom. Sean's more successful than me.
Yeah, Lewis, can you switch things with Sean real quick? I want that joke to work.
And it really fell off on the corner.
Ooh.
All right, we're here. What a fucking goddamn show.
Bobby, I know you're upset, but I have no mic stand and my chair is broken, so...
Look, man.
Blame
fucking this guy.
That bad hat?
Christopher?
Yeah. The sick kid that you have sitting right there.
The Make-A-Wish?
That hat looks like it came out of a vending machine.
It's like the one you buy at the grocery store. It's not authentic.
The NY is a sticker.
For the lone brand. All right, Lewis.
It's a fucking nightmare is what I'm telling you. What a fucking nightmare.
Kelly's body? Well. What are we talking about? I don't know what we're talking about. We're being very vague.
Well, we do have a present for you today, Bobby. That's a better than a surprise.
Is it the end of this podcast?
I want to see what the present is before you say we. It might not be from us.
Well, it's not from Joe List.
I don't understand. You know, I'm fucking... I'm trying not to be angry anymore. I'm trying not to fucking get crazy.
Mm-hmm. Why are you looking at me? Are you angry at me?
You know, you fucking did make me mad.
Uh-oh. What did I do?
I'll tell you. Number one, you had your little fucking picnic.
Yeah.
And you never sent me an invite.
You live in Westchester now.
What the fuck? That's not Boston. I'm 20 minutes away. I invited you to my party, which was in Westchester.
Shit all over the picnic publicly.
Sucks.
And you live in Westchester.
Sucks.
And this is the problem. This is the problem. I invited 9 people, and I said, tell everyone.
I am not a fucking tell everybody to you. Do you get it?
I went through my checklist.
No, it doesn't
like 8 people.
Matter. I am not a tell everybody. I am a fucking... Hey, do I tell people to tell? No, I got an invite to your mailbox from me to my son's birthday party. If you're invited to my fucking son, my house, my firstborn to his party, you get an invite with your girl, right?
Yes,
and you don't and you don't invite me to your fucking picnic?
It wasn't my picnic. It was a
No, Joe.
Holiday picnic.
It was your
it was
fucking
everybody's
picnic.
Picnic.
It was
no,
everybody's picnic.
It was
thank
your
you, Lou,
picnic.
Great arms.
We are all Trayvon.
Yes.
Hey guys, what picnic are you talking about?
It's a picnic we had.
Oh, here we go. The plot thickens.
Bobby.
You didn't invite Kelly either.
I texted like 8
that was
people.
That was the Facebook
invite. I
didn't
text Sean. I didn't text Mike.
Everybody but Kelly.
Yeah, wait,
you did.
I'm not fucking done with you, fucking.
Sean Donnelly's wearing the picnic blanket.
I'm not done with you, fucking rats. I'm on to you next, you flat faced fucking monster.
Ooh, what on point.
And then I'm over to you fucking little pirate mustache.
Do me. This is fun.
Just the picnic? That was it?
No, fuck you and your picnic.
All right.
All right.
Next one you're invited.
You fucking, you stupid quips. You cock blocked my son's happy birthday song.
Great one, though.
No, it wasn't. Nobody heard it.
No,
it was you. And then you know what you did?
What's the problem?
There's the problem is that you fucking ruined my kid's song. It's being videotaped.
It was great.
My son's first birthday, and you throw out a fucking quip. And then, then if you watch the video, the laugh was me telling you to go fuck yourself.
That's not true.
I talked to Colin. He laughed at me, not your stupid joke. Already done. Already fucking stamped and approved. I got it notarized by the CQ, who's the fucking top dog, so fuck you.
A little overrated, personally. It's a different podcast.
And I look, As soon as he fucking does his dumb fucking joke, this sociopath, disconnected fucking small mouth lip douchebag fish face cunt. He gets on his phone. He starts tweeting. He thought of a funny tweet. He starts fucking looking at, not even paying attention to the reason everybody's there. Everybody else comes around and is by me, my family, my friends. This fucking social demon sits on his little demon chair and gets on his fucking phone and starts.
You used to be a demon.
How many demons checking are in demon?
Yeah, do it. Go ahead. Back out of it with your fucking stupid
first of
smartness.
All, my quip got a good laugh. Second of all, I'm not smart.
Can you say what the quip was? Can we like, say what the quip was?
The quip makes sense was now. Big. It was big.
It was a good one.
It was a hot one.
Would it make
Lewis
sense
laughed out loud.
I laughed.
Kelly's going to pretend she didn't laugh, but she fake laughed because at the time she wanted to please me. She didn't realize Bobby's going to be angry.
I told other
she
people.
Had to switch
that's
emotion.
How good it was.
He told other people.
It was good.
I actually can't remember what it was.
It was big. First of all, I didn't even see your son once. You kept him hidden.
Of course I did. I'm not going to have you try to bite him with that little mouth.
And also, I went in for a third burger. Nowhere. No third burger.
Yeah,
the fuck is this?
I have 19 burgers left.
Yeah,
there
well,
was 900 burgers left.
They must have been hidden on top of your son, who was hidden also. I got a sneaking suspicion your son wasn't even there.
But
I'm happy about it because he doesn't laugh at my goddamn bits.
Nobody does.
Yeah, James
you finished,
does.
You're the only one that made a middler twice in your career.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, you
it.
Were a middler, and then you fell back down, and now you're a middler again.
That doesn't even
it
make sense.
It wasn't that much. So what? And now I'm on to you, you fuck. You went to Six Flags Fun Comedy Day. Huh? Comedian Day? Without inviting your friend?
Oh, wait a fucking
second.
First off, I've never wanted to throw something at Kelly's face more than I just did right there. When she jumped in with her instigator. I just heard her fucking start fingering her pussy thinking someone's in trouble.
Oh, is daddy going to be mean to somebody?
I don't understand why I'm getting the festuca from you and you.
Where in
festuca.
The fuck? Look at your little pit bull, your Puerto Rican pit bull, as far as Six Flags go, because this motherfucker organized everything.
He invited open micers.
So you didn't invite me.
I did invite you.
No, you didn't.
I did invite you.
When?
I invited everybody on
Facebook.
You
didn't invite me.
Including you.
No, you didn't.
Robert Kelly, when it comes down to brass tacks, you ain't paid it, brother. I didn't invite anybody. I got super high on roller coasters.
I invited everybody.
I don't.
I wrote JavaScript. I used the JavaScript to invite. Everybody on my Facebook page, including Robert Kelly.
I am a grown man. You fucking call
You're
me.
A grown ass man.
When I invited, yes, I'm a grown ass dude. You call me,
Bobby. You would not come.
You know what? You know what, Joe? Get frustrated and get frustrated at this fucking nickel chaser.
What?
Because he's the one who fucked up the mic stands.
From you people at home, I'm holding my own mic like a chooch.
Whoa.
Soder is holding his mic and he's drinking 2% milk.
That's because I was drinking milk. I had a
Joe,
little milk.
If you want a mic stand, you can have this one.
That's all right. Thank you. I appreciate it, though.
Just
you're very sweet
struggling.
And you're very attractive.
I don't want you to struggle.
And it's nice to see you.
Okay.
But Bobby, I've invited you to multiple things, and you never come to the things I invite you.
Listen,
what
you
have Six Flags?
I'm
going to
explain something.
Well,
something.
If you come, you just shit all over it.
I'm going to explain to you. Your party stinks, Joe. But no, here's the
this
deal.
This one was better.
I remember
I don't
Patrice,
know why. Maybe because someone
Patrice
was
Patrice had a barbecue, two barbecues a year. More than that sometimes, mainly two, okay? And he did not invite Colin Quinn. Stopped. He invited him one time, and Colin said no. And then never invited him again. He invited a certain amount of people and then never invited him in. And then the people that showed up the first time got the invite from now on. Now, Colin got bullshit because it's like, you know, and called him up. Goes, what the fuck? You don't invite me to your party? He goes, no, because you're going to say no. You're just going to say, it doesn't matter. You still invite me because I'm your friend.
Wait, I agree with Patrice.
You still invite me because I'm your friend, and you let me know, you give me the option that, you know what, no matter if I come or not, I'm your friend and you're invited always.
But I did invite you.
No, you didn't. Not
check,
verbally.
Check.
I don't look not at verbally. I don't look at your Facebook. I don't read your shit. I don't go to your page.
I sent you an invite, and that's why.
I didn't get the invite.
You did.
I did not.
You did.
I did not.
Check your shit.
I didn't get it. I don't go, and I don't read my inbox in my fucking Facebook. I get emails, phone calls, and text messages.
You know what I think overall? What we're ignoring is our guests, and I feel bad about that.
We're getting to them, because I have problems with you two, too.
What the fuck?
I'm kidding.
You should.
Bobby, can we take five? My arm hurts a little bit.
I don't like that you guys are festukering me. That's what I don't like.
What's festuking about?
That means, you know, not inviting me to anything.
Okay? No, no. What you do is don't invite and then shit on her the whole time the event is happening.
What
you
am
didn't
I?
Do that. We didn't even bring you up at the picnic. Nobody cared.
You know what, Bobby? I live two blocks from Joe.
Two blocks.
I can see his house from my
you
house.
You see him doing stuff without
and
you.
And I can see him walking to the train. And I didn't get any invite. Also, you know what I did Memorial
Day?
I
invited a few people.
Nothing.
I wouldn't worry about it. Joe has the worst events.
Well, the worst.
He has a twist contest.
I know. They're terrible.
What is it, 1956?
Kelly, can you introduce everybody?
I think now Sean Donnelly's doing the festivities.
We should should have just used fucking Scopo's mic. He's not even got it down. Sulking Scopo. Pull your mic down, Scopo.
With this $4
tell
hat.
Tell everybody why you're sulking.
I'm not sulking. I'm just trying to not fuck up today. Any more than I did.
Last week, he didn't fucking hit the record button. The backup, he didn't hit. He told me he hit it, but he didn't hit it.
Oh,
so
boy.
Rob had to take video, audio, from three different things and put it together to make the
I'm
show.
I'm sick. I'm sick. Don't tell me
it's
anymore.
It's crazy. I know, Dan.
I can't believe it.
Beat me for a day.
I can't believe that you'd go out and buy him an $8 hat after he did.
Well, he does have leukemia, so.
And then this week I go, hey, listen. And then that's not even the problem. Then he doesn't call me. He doesn't call me until I got to call him.
Maybe he
Facebooked
you.
So there's no show. There's no show. Okay, there's no show.
Yeah.
Rob says, I'll try. But the show we did last week, 2.5 hours, there's no show. He is the producer of it, doesn't call me. I got to call him Saturday. And I go, dude, are you not going to fucking tell me there's no show? Are you going to not tell me we don't have it? And he's like, I didn't want to fucking...
He goes, listen, the brakes, I can get them done by Monday. The radiator, that's shot. I can't get that teeth to Wednesday.
And he goes, I didn't want you to fucking, you know, yell at me. I go, am I going to take away your birthday? Am I killing somebody? You fucked up. I fucked up too.
Other parents have taken away birthdays? I thought that was just my mom that did that.
And then,
let's
and
not
then
make it about you just yet, Dan. Okay.
I'd like to, Joe.
Well, you can't take away somebody's birthday. Like, you mean their party?
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah. What did you think? The day?
Yeah, the actual day. You're 27, 26, 25.
Keep going. Keep going. Oh, I'm going to get some. The heat is growing.
You are now actually suitable for Guy Code. And go.
Oh, shit.
I just learned it. Okay.
Are we running bits on the pod now?
So, and then. Ooh. Yeah, go ahead.
I just thought of something.
Joe just raised
new
his
bits.
Go ahead, Horseshack.
New bits, thoughts, and your birthday. I'm going to wrap them all into one.
Yeah.
I see Lewis that night at the stand.
Yeah.
Lewis is just like sulking. He looks bummed. I go, what's up, man? He goes, it's just fucking long day. He was at your barbecue. That was his day. He went to your cookout.
He went to the barbecue, but he had a kid. He wasn't just hanging.
I had his kid the whole time.
I'm not going to lie. It was a lot. You know, the lifting up that Joe and I were doing of James the whole time.
It's the thing is,
I really didn't see him holding
kid.
His kid one time, by the way.
What? I had him the whole time. What are you kidding?
Not you, him.
Oh.
He's singing,
can
Jack?
You never sing again?
I'm not positive he's mine.
Well, this is what Lewis bugs me, is that he's so in self-centered, right? Is that I'm literally saying goodbye to guests. I woke up, I cleaned the whole backyard. I work from 8:30 in the morning till fucking 11:30 at night on Saturday, cleaning the backyard, setting it up, preparing. Dawn cooked every single thing you ate.
It was delicious.
She cooked everything by herself. Not one fucking thing was, there was 40 cheeseburgers.
Steak tips.
Oh my God, she makes goldfish, those little crackers? That's unbelievable.
So she made everything, right? That was pretty good.
Yeah, why are you skipping that? That was
good. I said it was good. What do you want to do?
I know, but you started to skip.
Joe, really, when it comes to jokes, he's like an old Jewish mother.
But that's
like,
why did you laugh at that?
But you understand, he's so disconnected. That's the point, is that it's like this emotional moment for me and my family. I have a kid. It was singing happy birthday to little Maximus. And then this fucking loser of jokes, this fucking encyclopedia, this fucking all he's got is funny. He's got no connection to humanity, whips out a fucking joke and ruins the video. The video is me going, shut the fuck up.
Oh, it's great.
You didn't have to. I said it just loud enough for the comics to hear.
What was the quip again? I can't remember.
It was also Amy Schumer's birthday. Yeah. She left. He came out with a big, luxurious cake layered with things, and everyone starts saying happy birthday. I go, oh, no, she left, Bobby. It was big.
It was good a second time. I knew it was coming.
It was good.
A big one. She's very successful.
It was a great joke.
It was a good joke.
Max is not that successful. Is that what you're saying?
No, not yet.
By the way, that was Max's birthday. If it was that great joke.
So here's the
deal. I got him a gift.
You got him a great gift.
Who got him the best gift?
None of you.
No, out of Mine? The room. You know what we meant, you dick face. Not his grandparents.
Mine was great.
Wasn't you. It was. You had a great gift, though.
I think I had a good gift.
Your gift was good, but you fucking sullied it with your dick joke card.
Yeah,
that was a fucking creepy card.
He goes, this is all he goes. Literally, he goes, we're not opening any gifts at all. Yeah. This is what I'm dealing with right now. I've been cooking all morning. I thought
Don cooked.
I'm cooking the steak tips. I'm barbecue.
So not all the
I'm
food.
Cooking every
play
bit
it back. We can play it back if you want.
Me and Don cooked everything. Don made everything. I'm cooking.
So, another feeling you had for Dawn cooking everything, cut that in half away.
So I'm cooking like the sausages, the steak tips, the hamburgers. I made every hamburger by hand. I didn't buy prepackaged anything.
Queuing up the AC/DC playlist.
I'm fucking going. I'm putting all the food on the table so everybody can line up like a buffet.
He made the table himself.
Luis Gomez comes up. Tries to grab a hamburger as I'm going. I'm like,
Jim Norton had a burger in his mouth already.
Yeah, because he saw you. You started the trend. You're like fucking jackals.
I watched you give Jim Norton a burger, and that's what I was like,
he
oh, but it's
way more credits than you. Okay?
I didn't realize that the people with more credits can eat the burgers first. I didn't realize that was the way it is.
What day would it? Lewis might have had a credit at this time.
It was Sunday.
He lost a credit. Okay.
Okay. Anyways, let's really
that
quickly.
That made sense. If you
really quickly, okay. I would like to introduce my fine guest, Kelly. Please introduce everybody.
So to my right, I've got Sean Donnelly.
Hello. How are you?
And then to my left, we have Mike Fenoia, two very funny comics.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Welcome to the
I feel
show.
Like Mike Fenoia is the stunt double that's in for Bobby, but he's too skinny. They're like, I don't know what we're gonna do with him.
Right.
I felt like that was a little too wordy.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah. The only thing you got at the end was right from Joe. Right. Okay. Not even a laugh. He went right. That does make sense technically.
It wasn't a joke. It was a statement.
Yeah, all right. Good.
Let's see what Colin thinks.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me.
So here's the deal is that you comes. I'm literally in the middle of saying goodbye to a guest. I mean, he walks up.
I watched the whole thing.
I'm in the middle of going, hey, man, thank you for coming. Thank you so much. And he goes, Bobby. I go, what?
I stopped my conversation with Gary Goldman to watch this.
Tell it, Dan.
Gary, hold on. And Bobby's like, thank you so much. Someone's leaving. He's like, thanks for coming by, Max. Lewis goes, Bobby, hey, you don't have to open the gift. You don't have to open the gift real quick, but you got to read my card. Dude, it's funny. Read this card. And Bobby's like,
seriously, dude, thanks for coming by. You know, Max really appreciates it. Thanks.
Bobby, read the card. You know when, dude, this is my favorite part of watching this whole thing, because I got to enjoy it, just savor it, was Lewis was so excited about the card. Then on the train ride up, he's like, no, I got Bobby this card. And he tried to explain it to me, and I was like, I don't know what that means. And he's like, I don't even know if the person who wrote the card knows English, because it says this, and then it's like this, and then it's crazy, because it's like a naked little girl, but it says this. And I'm like, yeah, all right, Lewis. Meanwhile, the fucking Zing Factory list is just spitting them out at the factory. I'm like, I'm going to get back over here laughing. So I watch Lewis and Bobby open the card, and Bobby does the thing where he reads it. And I also was half watching because I expect Bobby to be one of those people who mouths the words as he reads.
that was unnecessary.
That was a good zing, and you just need to
sensitive.
So Bobby reads the cards.
Called you dumb. In the middle Bobby, of the story.
He didn't call me. You just did.
Yeah, you just inferred that I meant dumb. Bobby reads the card and
you're
just kind of
smart enough to know that he just called you dumb.
he also doesn't know what inferred
Joe's
means.
Joe's running DVD commentary of this story.
But this is the problem, though. He did it to me twice. I'm outside. And I'm saying goodbye to my mother. Okay, who drove?
She loves me.
She drove 3.5 hours up there.
Loves me.
That day, and is driving back. I'm saying, Ma, thank you so much. She's telling me how much she loves you. Bobby, can you check the change schedules for me? He wants me to go. Not only do I have to fucking buy the food, I have to have my wife prepare it. I cook it. I set the whole backyard up, and I have to make sure get him his train schedules.
Bobby is a liar.
Get him his train schedule.
The best part of watching him interrupt you
Bobby
was
is a liar.
Watching you read the card and not laugh and Lewis explaining it. Like, no, because it's like a little girl.
That's like his act.
But it says this. Don't you understand?
He does that when he fucking middles for me, too.
You're a cunt.
Yeah, I know.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
No shit.
Separate issue.
Yeah.
So, listen to me.
Go ahead.
I didn't ask you to check the train schedules.
Get your finger down. I don't like your dumb finger.
I didn't ask you to check the train schedules. I said, Bobby, can I go use your computer in your office to check the train schedules?
All right. All right. Okay. Okay. Okay.
I had to leave then.
Okay. Okay. So you interrupted me saying goodbye to my mother, who I see
you've
once
seen
every
her for 49 years or however long you've been alive.
Yeah, that, look, not everybody, not everybody is fucking okay with their mother not being around all the time. Oh. Okay.
Too real.
Yeah, well, you
but she is around me at all times. That's what my pastor says.
Yeah, I wish
she
would.
Your pastor isn't doing a good job.
Louis is like a Puerto Rican Encino man. He just doesn't know how to
fucking. He's like,
you're right. That's what he is.
You're just he's,
I'm
you're learning
I'm
how
like
to be
Puerto Rican Pauly Shore. I have the weasel thing going on. It's my rattlesnake.
He really is. We fucking unfroze him from some dirty backyard in Harlem.
Now he's more like unfrozen caveman lawyer, where he knows a couple things, where he's like, everybody knows that politeness bothers me. And I know, but I know that when anybody from a Greg Jackson gym gets you in a Kimura, that you'll definitely tap.
Oh, God. What a fucking
I'm just a real ass dude.
Jackass. Just fucking.
Who organized a hell of a day at Six Flags? Thank you for inviting me, Louis.
No problem, man.
I did the invite, too. I'm sorry I couldn't be there.
The YMCA with because all the
What I realized, though, this is what I realized through all this. I'm
that
really.
You kind of look like Petunia Pig. I just realized that as well.
I'm really not your friend. I'm not your friend.
No, you said that to me.
I am a conduit.
What?
A conduit.
A page a day calendar? Did you buy that with the hat? At the fucking register?
I am.
Like a bridge?
I am a bridge.
A vehicle.
A vehicle. Thank you. What's your name again?
Bobby Kelly Jr.
Stuntman Bobby.
I forget your name.
Mike Fanoia.
Mike Fanoia.
Boss Rutan.
Ah, that's a great one. And
what's
Wapple?
Boss Rutan?
The guy comes in, bang, 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 you have no problem. Bang, bang.
What the fuck is that?
I am a fucking, I am just, you know, you guys don't give a fuck about me.
That's not true.
I am just, you like doing the podcast?
I barely like that.
You like the podcast?
You're our favorite boss.
Yeah.
You love the podcast.
You're the
you
best.
Love that if we put a show together, I'll be a part of it. Dude. But other than that, you don't want me around.
Actually, that one show we did was not enjoyable.
And
it was
we
weird.
Spent all day Sunday coming to celebrate the birth of your firstborn son.
No. Someone was there to tell jokes, and someone was there to let me know they had got an awesome card.
Back.
So you had no reason to be there.
For the real matter.
I want to know who got you the best gift out of me, Joe, Dan, and Kelly. Who got the best gift?
I got a good gift.
We're not even talking about Scopo.
Right, we're going to go through the gifts.
Scopo got a year of oil changes
listen.
For free.
Bobby. No,
Scopo got him a good gift, but he kept it. And he's wearing it on his head right now.
He's like, Bob, I couldn't get you nothing, but you come by the shop. We'll rotate your tires. We'll check the mileage.
20% lifetime discount.
Scopo Indian gave him that shitty hat.
All right, listen.
He didn't say
nothing. All right, let's Scopo. We'll go through everybody. Kelly, what was the gift you gave Max?
I brought Max a card and four books for the four stages
of his
life.
The card.
My card didn't have a naked baby on it, so it's fine.
My card was pretty awesome.
I had a clown on mine. Okay. I had four books for the four stages of his like reading life. So the first one was like an ABC for now.
It ended up with Grapes of Wrath.
The second one is when he's like three or four. Then the third one. And the fourth one was my favorite. It's when he's like 8 years old. I bought him Roald Dahl's BFG, which is like one of the best children's authors ever.
That's,
and it's
that's
ready
the
for
four
him
stages of reading?
He's going to reach his peak at eight?
Straight like, over Seuss.
Everyone
that's
knows.
A lot of Seuss you could have fucking thrown in there.
Australia? That's mandatory reading for Australia at eight. Once you read that James the Giant Peach book, they push you out into the outback.
You know what? I thought about my gifts a lot.
You rest in a dingo and then you come back.
You piece of shit. I thought about it a lot because Roald Dahl was a huge part of my life and I want it to be part of Max's
and
life.
And you want Max to turn
huge
out like
life.
That. Unlikable, unfunny, chubby.
Dan.
Will suck Lewis. Anybody's dick.
Dan, what did you get me, Dan?
Well, I mean, I don't know how I follow that. I got Max a awesome giant claw that he's gonna love in about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It's more for his father. It's more for Bobby.
You didn't get him a vaporizer.
when he learns about the counterculture, I will be there
Uncle
to be
Danny.
His Sherpa.
He bought
the best kind. Kid.
He bought the fucking first thing you saw at the car wash.
Oh, and then the mic. And then I bought him micro machine. I bought him Hot Wheels cars because every kid needs Hot Wheels.
Okay,
he could choke on him. He's one.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
And then I bought him a shirt from Louisiana
Yeah.
That said Swamp that nice. Monster.
I loved
Swamp
it. Monster.
Bobby, how old's your son?
That was personal.
1 year old.
1 year old.
That's 1 year old?
I say 1 year.
Cool. You also say ahead. 8 months.
I say 8 months old. 8 month old.
8 months isn't a thing. It's awesome to think ahead, though. Get him something he's going to like later. Because how fast the kids, they like it for a second, right? Mm-hmm. And then toss the shit.
Yeah. Hot Wheels, by the way, Hot Wheels stay for like... That's
yeah,
like
but Dan, I think Dan kind of got the gift where he's like hoping that you opened it at the party so that he could play with it while he was there.
The claw, the claw. You know what, you would have played with the claw.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
I would have gotten a Coke. I would have gotten a Sprite.
It would have been you and Joe quipping.
I actually wrote 4 minutes on the claw, and I was bummed we didn't open it. I had some hot.
Joe gave the kid his CD.
Yeah. You know what?
I never said
it's
this.
It's just like Bob Dylan's cover. Look.
I wish Joe was still drinking.
Oh,
listen, his voice. I'm kidding.
Bobby, come on.
Joe, what?
I got him.
He gave
him
his 30-day chip.
I got him some.
That's great.
Some dinosaurs and a nice baseball glove.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
Okay, the, awesome. Now, the dinosaurs.
He was even from describing the gift.
That's no theme. To
Joe doesn't have a connection. If Mike, unless Max is gonna fucking tell Joe how good his jokes are or his new premises, he wants nothing to do with
him. I like Max. I just find him a little. He's go ahead, James.
Thank God.
Yeah, can I pick a quick bone with you?
No, not now. We're doing gifts. Then gifts. You do the
it's
bone.
It's about Max.
No.
You called me up yelling at me saying that I called him a cocksucker on Ron and Fez.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I listened back to the audio, and that's fucked up because you made me feel really bad about that.
You should. Just go ahead.
Can I have an apology?
No, you're not getting anything until you tell. We're talking about gifts right now.
Sorry.
This isn't fucking hammer fisting. What gift did you get?
As an owner of a 1 year old,
an owner?
Owner.
That's what they call fatherhood.
Well, look, I have a lease with an option to buy later. But as the owner of a
one-year-old. Whoa, stop everything.
It's right here.
Yeah, wrap that. The option to buy later.
Holy shit. Is really working out bits today.
He really is. Yeah. He's trying to get on Last Comic Standing again. Come on, guys. Did you hear me on the... Listen to this YKWD clip.
2015, baby. I'm coming for you.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so... Yeah. I got him a little treat holder, which is in the shape of a monster, which Dawn told me he loves that. He loves his current treat holder, which is boring and nothing. So the one that I got him now looks like a monster, which he's going to have fun
with. So now terrify him. That's good.
He's terrified of his treats. He has a thing. But that's actually good because look what the way Bobby turned out.
I was waiting for that one.
Well, we
that
want was, him to was, be terrified.
I mean, it was predictable, but it was good because it was fast.
And then I got him
slower than I would like.
But coming from a fatso himself.
Yeah. That was that was his appetizer of a gift. And then his main course.
Oh, boy.
His main course was, it's a penguin-shaped thing that you stick to the wall in the bathtub that it uses the bath soap and it makes bubbles while he takes a bath. It spins around and makes bubbles.
Wow.
Okay, now.
All right.
That's cool for Bobby. That's another Bobby gift.
I don't take baths. Anybody who knows me, I don't fucking believe in
but
baths.
But if you keep losing weight, you might be able to.
That was good.
That was a good one. Scopo, what'd you get?
I got him a bunch of. Like
got an
toys.
Allen wrench. Set.
I know what you didn't get. Fucking mic stands.
Metrics.
I know you didn't get mic stands on last week's podcast.
I got him a book on unions.
I got him 1,000 plastic washes.
He got him the Models mannequin that he stole those clothes off of.
I made a YouTube video of all Scorsese's hot scenes.
Yeah. Yeah. All the kills. All the kills in the Scorsese's.
The Apollonia scene from Godfather.
Yeah.
The hoof.
I recreated that one shot in Goodfellas with me, my father, and my mother.
I got him 2 Acura rims. You got to buy the other 2 yourself, but he's got his starter set.
Wow, you fell off at the end. I got to stand. You saw me looking you in the eyes.
I know, dude. You fucking stared me down during that.
I felt like Roseanne during your act.
I don't get it.
Is that what she said to you?
No, she didn't say that at all.
What did she say to you?
I can't say it. Apparently, I'm not allowed to talk about this on podcasts.
No, you're not.
Even after it happens.
No, you're not.
All right, good thing you said that.
Even after you've been edited out?
That's people who are going to be in the business in a couple years.
Yeah,
you
can
fucking talk all you want. Yeah.
That was hurtful.
That's all right. You're going to be at a kiosk in the fucking Nyack Mall.
Those people,
you guys want to buy watches?
I did work in that mall in high school.
What are these? These are rattlesnakes.
Yeah.
You ever say something crazy?
Dude, lucky you got that rattle sound now. Because if this was last week, you would have went tuck, tuck, or whatever the fuck you did.
Tuck, tuck. All right, so now Scopo, what did you get?
It's a couple toy trucks, ages 1 to 5, I believe I got it for him.
It's good.
Oof.
Solid.
What the fuck was
it? Yeah.
Like the father in Scrooge, he got him a pound of meat.
That's a good gift, but somehow it derailed the entire podcast.
That's because fucking...
Ages 1 to 5, maybe Scoble harmful goes, if swallowed.
Yeah. I don't know, got him trucks.
You got him harmful if swallowed? That's a great album.
Yeah. It's fucking middle of the road Scopo fucking attitude.
I don't know, I got him trucks. They'll break down.
I got him two trucks.
Really, I'm just putting money in my own pocket.
I would have to say, out of all the gifts... the top two. Can I do you the top two?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. Do them in order. Go 4, 3, 2, 1.
I would say I don't want to go 1, 2 yet because there's two of them that I like.
Go 4, 3, 2.
Hang
1.
On. There's two of them I like. I'm not going to do what you fucking say. When are you going to get that in your fucking fat lipped mouth?
God, I love watching alphas just clash into each other.
I like the baseball glove. Ugh. With the ball.
Good job, Joe.
Yep.
Thank you, Dan.
And the books.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate
Kelly,
that compliment.
Let me tell you something. We all know I'm not going to pick books. So before somebody says
works of Oscar Wilde,
before somebody says the joke, all right? Maybe Don liked the books, but Don really liked the books.
I imagine Bobby. I imagine Bobby shutting Max's door, going shh, and then he goes into the living room and puts his reading glasses on and opens up the first one. Kelly said,
D is for dude. Write that down, Kelly. Yeah, still what you'll fucking forget it.
I did it.
I like the claw.
Who doesn't like the claw? I had it my whole childhood.
What's the claw? The dinosaur claw?
No, it's like, you know the one where you pull the trigger and the claw?
Yeah. I had a dinosaur head one when I was
a kid. Yeah, there's that one.
Probably not when you were one, but yeah.
No, like last week.
10, 12.
I had it when I was one.
And I like the bubbles.
Yeah.
Bubbles are good.
All right.
So those are my top three. I'll give you my top three. Now, the number one toy, if I was to pick out of those three.
Yeah.
Everybody's hanging on your...
I'm so excited if he says the bubbles.
God damn it.
Gotta be bubbles.
I'm gonna
Come
punch
on.
Whatever if he doesn't I'm say going. The bubbles, whoever it is.
Uh-oh. I think it's a claw.
The glove would not be my number.
Oh. Oh.
This is like the attendance game.
This is like Bachelor.
It's like the attendance game at Fenway.
The most dramatic
now,
voice ceremony.
The bubbles. Now they are. It is a cool thing.
It's sexual, which is nice.
It's cool.
Giving Max those sensual baths while he looks at the picture of the naked baby girl.
But you can only use it once a day, where the claw is all day long, every day. But I still would pick the bubbles.
Oh!
The bubbles. Because if I was a one-year-old and I was going to take a bath, I tell you what, I would want that little Tweety bird flipping around, spitting bubbles out.
Listen, I think I'm going to appeal this. I think by the age of 3, we'll overturn this. We got a lot of time. I've got a lot of money for legal
That gift only becomes useful from 74 till death.
Yeah.
Now, have you used the bubbles yet with him? Does he dig it?
No, we haven't opened them. We just opened them all today. What's up, Joe?
Here's the thing, Robert. As you know... My Irish background, I have a lot of guilt.
Yes.
And boy, and I know we have some nice guests here who are very combined. They're very funny. And I don't want to belabor the whole party conversation here and take away from their time because I'm on here all the time. And let's be honest, Mike's never going to be back on. So
that's not true.
I want to get to him.
That's Mike.
I know that's
true.
Mike. I'm looking at Mike.
I just want to make sure.
Sean, you would definitely be back on.
So I don't want to belabor the issue here. But
I'll learn how to keep.
On the morning of June 1st, I believe the party was.
Oh,
I was a little crunched for time. It's a big week for me, and I was a little crunched for time. And
this is exhausting, by the way.
I had to.
It really is. Dark.
I was running a little low on time, and I knew people were waiting. So I have to. The guilt is killing me.
You don't have to do this.
Dan Soder, he picked up the gift for me.
Ooh.
Oh,
I didn't want to do that, Bobby. I'm an investor.
Dude, he sabotaged
the other thing is, I don't care for your son. I like you a lot. I love you. I love you. The kid's a little bit of an elitist. So Dan Soder, he bought the gifts and he allowed me to pick which ones I would like.
Wow.
And it was really sweet.
Ooh, do you know
that's
what
incredible,
means?
Man.
You know what that means? You had two chances to beat me in the Bobby Kelly gift off and I fucked you up, Lewis.
Also, the Gator shirt. The Gator shirt is personal and sweet and he was traveling when he got that.
You know what?
The rest of these were bought the morning of the party.
I have to say congratulations. questions, Lewis. You brought the gift that Bobby likes the most.
I appreciate you being a good sport.
If I could
dude.
Just real quick for
this
a second.
This changes my... This, now, Bobby, the fact that you bought both of the all these gifts, they all came from you. And wait a second. I didn't even take into account that you went... a long time ago and thought of my son.
Wait a minute, hold on. When you were in
a fucking another state,
that's what I
and you said you
I
thought
get
of
for this.
You thought of my son. You went, I'm gonna get this for little Maxie.
Yeah.
Like you actually thought of my son when it wasn't his birthday. When you were just out
what
there
the fuck,
in the in
dude.
The world
and ignored
you
Lewis's
were connected.
Son.
So I'm gonna change my fucking thing. I'm gonna change my thing.
Let me interject.
I'm gonna change my thing.
No.
And I'm gonna pick the Gator shirt as my dog. It's a goddamn gator fight!
Oh it's God. A goddamn gator fight!
Now, sit down. Not in the fucking shot.
I have to be honest about something.
Yeah, you're gonna shut down the whole show when you do that ape shit.
I didn't buy those gifts for Max.
Fucking monkey.
They were given to James for his birthday. I took them away from my own son and gave them to you and your son.
Because you can't afford it,
Bobby. Yeah, that's re-gifting.
That's a shitty way to put it. I stole from my kid to give to your kid.
You can't put a positive spin on re-gifting.
My son is hurting right now.
That's shitty.
You understand?
You didn't go shopping.
Listen, me and you are both very white. He's Puerto Rican. They don't know. There's no re-gifting in that world.
Bobby,
as long as
you're
not stealing it, it's positive.
Yeah, there's no re-gifting and there's no hand-me-downs. It's just your clothes.
And Robert,
it's called the store. When you go to your aunt's house, yeah. You have older kids. It's called going to the store.
Yeah, shirts last 40 years in my family.
And I have to say real quick, I appreciate you picking the Gator shirt, but I have to give this to Lewis because I don't have a child, so I have expendable capital. That I can just spend on gifts.
Also, you have a job.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me tell you this. Did you buy that? Can you stop telling us when to laugh at your jokes?
No. I don't care how many people tweet at me. I'm fucking doing it until I die. You cunts. You fucking cunts.
They
go
really,
ahead and tweet at me, you pieces of shit cunts.
They really do get sick.
Yeah, people get upset. I don't care.
Listen. That just instinctually came out of you, you fucking mad dog.
By the way, I didn't re-give it. I did buy that for your
Listen,
son.
I don't believe you now.
I swear to God. No,
you're just reaching. You lost, bro.
That's not true.
So does Kid.
Dan, did you buy that gift in Louisiana for Max?
Yes.
That's it.
Absolutely.
You're the
that
champ.
That clinches it.
That hurts.
You're the
well,
champ.
For multiple reasons. Number one, I knew Max's birthday was coming up.
Right.
Number two... It's a Gator shirt.
We get it. You won. Jesus.
But the shirt's a Gator.
Dan loves giving speeches.
Number three.
He's in love with Bobby.
He gave one last night at the cellar. It was really delightful.
You stink. That's what he's saying. Last night you...
Yeah, no, last night I was tired because I was at Six Flags riding roller coasters with my friends all day.
And I'm tired riding roller coasters.
Where the fuck? I can't believe...
It was delivered like a zing, but it wasn't.
I can't believe... First of all,
I was trying to get Lewis in trouble.
I can't believe you didn't invite me.
Bobby, you can't even fit in 2/3 of the rides.
That's
you're too skinny.
Dude, I can't
fly out.
I can't believe you didn't invite me to this fucking...
You were invited.
No, you didn't personally invite me.
No, I remember at the picnic you were saying you weren't going to invite Bobby, and I was like, I didn't invite him to this. High five. Chest bumped.
Then you guys kiss.
You know what? And I invited you to a fucking special moment in my life.
Yeah, and then you told me right before I got there that nobody there likes me, and that's a consensus. And then I had to go in there being like, looking at all these headliners like, who doesn't like me?
But then he goes, halfway through the party, he goes, who doesn't like me? I go, I was kidding. He goes, no, you weren't. Who doesn't like
me?
No,
you weren't kidding. I know it was Amy Schumer.
Here's the deal, though. If that
He's
was
not
true,
denying it.
If
He's
that
not
was,
denying it.
That's not true. If that was true, do you think I really just tell you in front of them, he said it and he said it? No, I didn't mean it. What I'm saying, this is why you bug me. I call him up. I know he drinks. I got a case of Corona for him. Because he's
racist.
The only. There's the only
you got
one.
Two cases,
by the way.
Two
everyone
cases.
Was drinking. I didn't drink one Corona.
But we went through it. I was like, look, at Lewis drinks. I want to make sure he has beer. I want to make sure we have Coke for Joe. Diet Coke.
Cocaine.
Diet Coke. Oh, you got it already. Diet Coke. Diet Coke for Colin Quinn and beer for Lewis because I know he drinks a little bit. I didn't know he was just bringing James at the time. So. I call him up. I go, look, I'm gonna have beer. But if you want anything else, alcohol wise, pick it up. You know what I mean? You can get it because we're only doing sodas. And all right, I'll get Bloody Mary mix. And I go, look, Dawn's not gonna want you in the kitchen preparing Bloody Marys. You fucking oomph.
What is it, brunch? What are you doing?
What the fuck? Why does he always?
I guarantee it would have been a fucking hit at the party if I would have brought Bloody Mary mix and vodka. I guarantee you people would have been like, oh my God, how thoughtful and great you
nobody's
are.
Nobody's going to drink
what a real-ass dude, Puerto Rican rattlesnake you are.
Nobody's going to drink. First of all, nobody's going to drink.
Appreciate it, Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Nobody's going to drink anything your dirty hands were fucking involved in. When you came out with dirty fingernails and handed somebody a cup with the Bloody Mary mix dripping over your knuckles.
I mixed it myself. This got to really get down in there. The salary's at the bottom. But it's in there.
Fucking, I mean, just
But by the way, see, that's you, because you're spinning this to make me be retarded. But I was actually suggesting something.
And that's
that
you
been,
unspinning your retardedness to make you sane.
Retardedness isn't
you're
a word.
You're a fucking idiot.
You fucking twat.
You're an asshole.
I'll fist fight you.
Kiss,
go
kiss,
ahead.
Kiss,
do it.
Kiss, kiss.
Do it.
I'm not afraid of you.
Just
I'll,
go
I'll
it.
I'll beat up Scopo just to warm up for
do
you.
Do it. Stop talking. Make
fucking
swing.
Fucking
jump, Froggy. Jump. Stop talking and make a move, bitch.
Not
exactly.
Only, but I think you'd be
just like headbutt,
you'd be,
like bighorn sheep.
Exactly.
You'd be arrested for beating up Scopo. I think you'd kill, beat up a retarded kid with that hat on. I'll take that bandana.
Wow.
First of all, Scopo wouldn't protect me today. He'd fucking, he'd literally just step back.
Scopo
and like,
too
take
would
a
protect you.
Lewis, could you cut the bandana in half and give it to Bobby and Dan equally? that was a same time, simultaneous is the word I was looking for. I'll take a piece of it.
Now listen,
the professor.
I apologize. I want to apologize to our two guests. That's no, not.
I'm having
this,
fun.
This
oh,
violence.
This yeah.
Listen, them and their.
This is his horse shit. You understand that?
Yeah.
If he can't win verbally, he goes to fisticuffs.
Says the guy who's actually hit me before.
You understand it?
Have you hit him before?
Three times. Hit me. Put
where?
His hands on
where?
Me. You threw a bottle at me twice, hard,
that's not pretty
out of anger.
A water
that's not
bottle?
Hands?
A fucking.
That's not hands.
I don't know what hands or bottles are.
A plastic.
That's love.
Poland Spring water bottle
with,
through you?
Filled with water.
Filled with water?
It's not a handle.
Oh my God, how'd you take it?
I don't like Sean busting my balls. I've never dealt with that before. He's just a friendly guy to me.
No, that's funny that Sean, because he goes to anger. He wanted to just punch something.
The bearded guy is making. Fun of Lulu. Lulu, don't take it right. I crushed something.
He starts showing his teeth.
I need bubble machine to calm me down.
That whole, like, 45 seconds we could delete if you want.
Kelly, no. What happened? You look like you got upset.
No, I'm listening.
Oh, all right. Look like you made an upset face.
No, well, I was upset because I didn't get invited to your picnic.
Oh, that's not what I thought. We moved on from there.
No,
why didn't you invite Kelly?
I texted, like, 11 people.
Yeah,
like,
what's one
people.
More?
You texted me.
Do you know something? Something I invited personally around 40 people.
This is a party at your home. This is like, hey, we're going to get together at Central Park. This is the problem.
That's your house. You don't have a backyard.
There's 200 comics. You don't text. I didn't text.
I just know.
80% of people I don't know I didn't text.
Here's the deal. I know where I am with you and you.
Yeah, we're up in Gnome's house.
We're
also,
good.
Your party's
we're good.
We're
good.
You're doing 30 seconds.
We're good. You've
start.
Actually yeah.
You text people
call
right
me.
The same day.
We talk all the time. You'll call me out of the blue. Yep. You're the only one who's ever called me to go, how you doing,
that's
buddy?
Not true.
That's not true.
Once again,
true.
Bobby's a fucking liar. Hold on. No, I'm using my Bobby's a liar song.
Bobby and
Lewis, could you move over? You're shaking.
Bobby's a liar.
You're touching me.
Bobby's a liar. Bobby's a liar.
You've called. You're the only one who's called me.
I'll like talk to you, Bobby.
Yeah, and you also just stopped by my house.
Yeah.
You just come over.
His really thanks. Crazy hot girlfriend that I want to.
Wow.
Hey, Joe, we've worked all the way through it. We
really?
Went through it on the train.
Dan's
right
girlfriend is so fucking bananas hot.
Horrible.
She's crazy hot.
Oh my God, she's
yeah,
hot.
I don't even, why
Dan's
would you
sitting there scratching his chin like a fucking professor?
What am I going to get in the monkey cage? I'm going to let him throw his shit at the window. I'm going to let him tire
gonna,
out. Throw
gonna
him
let
the window. Go back to the couch
you're
and
let
talk
him,
to our two guests with union faces.
And just you're gonna, put the tranquilizer gun and just shoot me in the ass.
You're going to let him just get on the. You're going to let him get on the glass and rub his little pink lipstick.
I'm like, and my girlfriend's like, oh, he thinks he's making love to me. Let him do it. He'll finish out. I'm like,
dude,
he's actually, we injected him with AIDS a week ago.
Dude, so. Listen to me. Here's the problem. Dude, people can't see how successful you are. So when you walk through the mall with her, they must be going, what the fuck is happening? You are a
what
monster.
Are you,
that
what
looks like Frankenstein is chasing
it's
a little
hilarious,
girl.
Though, that his fucking chick is just as smoking hot.
Beatrice
and when you
hot.
Walk through the mall, you don't think they think you're secure.
Beatrice looks like she was kidnapped.
When she's on her website, I looked at her. She is so beautiful. beautiful.
Crazy hot.
Like, to the point
that the first time Louis and Beatrice ever hung out was at Joe DeRosa's birthday party. You guys were having drinks at the corner of the bar. I go, look at Louis. He thinks he's going to land this. Yeah. And he did.
You know who wishes you talked to her? B wishes you said it to her.
Yeah.
DeRosa hadn't seen her in like 6 months or a year after that. And he was at Eastville and she was waiting tables at Eastville at the time.
I was with you.
And he came over to us and he was like, yo, man, that waitress is really hot. He didn't know it was bae.
And I jumped in because I think you looked at him and I was like, yeah, right?
And then we goaded him into I was like, what would you do to her? He was like, I'll do what I would do to her. I was like, yeah, he's a real pig, huh? And then I was like, yeah, it's my girlfriend, Joe. And then he got awkward and slumped his shoulders even further.
And then he ordered a glass of wine.
You know what Joe did? He went home and jerked off to it.
Yeah. And he just came in his hairy air.
That didn't affect
belly.
DeRosa at all.
Kelly?
Do you know how many people at Richmond? Thank you, Joe. God, I love you so much.
Oh, I love you.
Joe and Kelly.
Really? I was just tired of hearing like...
It sounds like somebody's pressing fast forward every second on the tape.
I'm not a turkey.
Joe just did the most accurate Kelly impression in the history of YKWD.
Can we hear it one
My
more time?
My overblown,
it's
shitty
a turkey,
Australian
I don't
accent.
Like it.
Can we hear it again?
This is Kelly trying to tell a story.
It's like suffocating a chicken.
All right, what's the story, Kelly? This is going to be big.
When we were at the Village Underground for Rich and Bonnie's live show.
I wish we did
show.
Have a fast forward button. Now, how great would that be every time Kelly talks?
Well, the listeners do.
Kelly, go ahead. Kelly, I'm not sticking up for you, twat. You got my kid a book he can't read for 13 years.
Even then, it's a stretch.
I was thinking that when people figured out that B, because she was doing photos, when I was like, oh, yeah, that's Lewis's girl. She's doing photos. Yeah. Every single person went, no. As if this poor woman.
I still do it.
She get trapped.
I still do it when she shows up. Really?
I had to defend him. I had to defend him.
It might be an Elizabeth Smart situation.
She's got Stockholm syndrome.
She's brainwashed.
She's like, no, he protects me. He protects me from the other bad men.
I love that Lewis can't take new guys fucking with him.
No, I know you.
I didn't know who Elizabeth Smart was. I was trying to think.
He's like, is this a really passionate love story about how she's with someone she's not supposed to be?
A 12-year-old with a 55-year-old sounds good.
Elizabeth Smart.
She got kidnapped and hypnotized.
No, I got it from all the other stuff after it.
I deduced. On. You're not getting mad at me.
No, Sean. I don't get mad at Sean. I love Sean.
Sean?
That's me.
I can't do a full sentence, but I think I do the best one-word impression of Don. Yeah.
Wait, can you do a one-word impression of everybody in the room?
Sean!
That's Sean.
Mike is just, hey.
Fenari, just be quiet.
Hey. Soder is like a, hold on, let me think. I don't know. I can't do
one
it.
One word.
I can't. The answer is no. I can't do it.
He does hard G's.
That's the end of this bit.
He does hard G's. Gorgeous. Whenever he says gorgeous.
Gorgeous or lunch.
Gorgeous or lunch.
So this is the outtake show, guys. Thanks for listening.
We're going to have to dedicate 40 minutes to just Fenoya by himself.
Well, Fenoya.
Let me ask you,
where are you from, dude?
I'm from New Haven, Connecticut, originally.
New Haven?
Yeah.
How long have you been building Ferris wheels?
45 years.
And if I wanted to win that fucking dart game, is there a technique?
It's rigged, isn't it?
Is it rigged?
You throw it from the tip.
Fenoya and his carny energy.
He looks like the guy that would show up at an Italian restaurant on a Wednesday and just with an acoustic. Yeah. Hey guys, how you doing?
That's next song. Nailed it. That's pretty much my act right there.
I hate how new guys will laugh at anything Bobby says, because that would have gotten a bomb just now, but Donnelly was so happy.
I'm a happy guy.
This is what I hate, though. Can I just say something? This is what I hate. Lewis has become... like literally against me.
No, I haven't.
Instead of going that bombed and just saying it bombed, he's got to like make it like this. You know, I hate that people like they respect me more than you respect me, and they should treat me like shit. Or what are they? He laughed. He thought it was funny.
No, Bobby.
Did you not think it was funny?
No, Bobby.
Then just say it's a bomb.
It wasn't a bomb because Sean Donnelly ruined it.
Sean.
No, he didn't ruin it. He laughed. He's not laughing because he respects me
in
any way.
He jumped on the bomb.
We're all getting hit. You're making it like I'm some fucking...
No,
like
you're in a mood, and you're overanalyzing.
No, you're a fucking...
Yeah.
No.
Why are you busting Sean's balls?
Yeah, let him fucking laugh.
He's happy to be here. He should be.
You're just a cunt. You can't let people have a fucking good time, and then when they laughed at something I said that was kind of funny, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, you gotta fucking go, hey, that stinks, you're an idiot for let him have a good time on the show. Just because you don't like me you got shit against me.
That's your craziness. See,
Bobby, no, it's not.
Now, Bobby, again, I think you're taking
Dan, shut the fuck up.
Yeah!
See, even Sean!
I was waiting to get to a fucking zing!
Do it!
And you're just talking! Throw it at me!
Oh,
I got a good zing!
Are you okay?
Oh, look at Lewis.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
How could you, Bobby? How could you? You said you'd never hit me. You said that was the line you'd never cross. How could you hit me?
Pass me another water before I get sick again.
Can you please do your zing?
No, I don't want to.
Ah, you son of a bitch.
I'm saving it because I like it.
Can we give Bobby the gift that was my idea to get him yesterday at Six Flags?
Oh, yeah, we got you a gift.
Fucking, yeah. Yeah, my idea.
You know what? It was your
my idea.
It was Lewis's
idea. Oh, you know what? It would have been a greater gift if I was invited.
You were invited.
I was not invited, you fucking
Kramer
fat
versus
fuck.
Kramer.
Call me fat.
And you knock at the
fuck.
I've
fat.
I've had carbs one day a month for 6 months.
You're still fat.
You're fat always.
And you're still fat.
You're still mean.
You're still fat.
Good.
You're fat.
You're a hitter.
You're fat.
Make out. Make out.
You're a rapist.
Yes.
Oh.
I didn't go to Six Flags yesterday, but I'm hanging out with six fags today.
Oh.
Yeah, Dan, whoa. Mike, Sean, Bobby.
I can't wait to blog about that.
So has there ever been a comic that made it out of New Haven? Thank you, Joe.
If you're looking at it, I think this
are you
is
the only one, right?
The,
I mean, it's weird. So. Where are you from?
Long Island.
No shit.
Yeah.
A lot of great
right on the border
from
of Nassau County.
No
Queens.
Shit, dude.
Yeah,
that's
no
fucking
shit.
Crazy.
Exactly.
How old are you, man?
I'm 36.
36. How old are you, bro?
34.
No shit. And you guys are, where's the clubs you play mostly?
I do The Stand. I do LOL. I do,
Let's. I said clubs. So The Stand?
Pretty much.
Where do you play?
I'll do Caroline's, The Stand, and Stand Up New York.
No shit.
Yeah.
I love that though. Stand Up New York is actually a great club.
It's a great club.
Yeah.
They really turned that around.
They did. Yeah, it's so way better.
Sean
than
is one of the funniest guys in New York, and Mike is here.
Yeah.
Wow. Bitchy. All right.
Well, I feel like you're not getting zinged enough.
We worked together a couple times.
Yeah, I know where.
We worked at a place in Connecticut, and you walked in, and there were pictures of all like road guys with football pads
on.
Yeah,
that bar, right?
And you go, look at me. If my fucking picture ends up on this fucking wall, I want you to tear it down and tell me.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you today that your picture is up on that
wall. All right,
wall,
I want you to fucking tear it down, and I want you to kill me after the
all
show.
Right, got it. I think we did Providence, too.
Huh?
Was it like a restaurant?
Comedy Connection, too.
Oh, really? No shit.
Yep.
All right, dude.
While
I forget a lot.
That's okay.
That's all right, but good to have you here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Let me see the chat room real quick. We're gonna this is a crazy show, and I came in a little heated.
The energy in here was scary.
Yeah. Luckily, you have really, really good friends like Lewis and I.
Who about me, motherfucker?
He already likes you. He said you're his friend. I'm trying to get us back.
Lewis J. Gomez, breakout comic of 2014. Mark my words.
Thank you.
Can we bet on it?
Mark my words. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I would
that.
Like to bet on it.
So really? All right, Bobby, be like that.
As much as Lewis annoys me, he actually did something yesterday which made me laugh so much, and even thinking about it makes me laugh, and I rewatched it like 8 times.
Well, what did I do?
You took a video of yourself on the roller coaster, and it's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Dude, that was our thing.
I'm sorry, buddy. I did it. Nope. I only got 45 likes.
Well, now he got a new man. He got a new man. And I got TV credits, you broke-ass bitch.
I had soda. I was on with...
Stand over there. I'm on Geico. Where you at, bitch?
Real Housewives of YKWD.
And
Ari
Shaffir. True Life, True Story of YKWD.
Or it's Love and YKWD.
If you haven't watched it, Bobby, it's one of the funniest things, because he's going crazy. Dan, where you should be scared out of your life, is like just blowing, like shooting guns in the air, like it doesn't even matter.
Because
he's
high as shit.
Yeah.
And he thought he was on a spaceship.
I was whacking that hash pan on the wall.
I saw the video of the roller. That's how I knew I wasn't invited.
Oh, yeah.
When you went, oh, the comics fun. What did you call it? The comic.
Comics take over Six Flags.
Comics take over Six Flags.
New York City.
How many people went? 100 people. went, right?
Nah.
Somebody said 100 people went. I probably ran into like maybe 50 or 60 that were there.
The crazy thing about it is you were like, oh, let's not rent a party van. You were like, oh, just go to this cheap rental van place and somebody will drive. It's like, fuck you. Who wants to drive to
this
place?
No, my sister drove. It was better to carpool. Here's the thing, dude. Every time you do something like that, everyone was like, well, why don't we get a group discount?
Because
you get it for like 30 bucks. Why don't we rent a party van? Here's what happens. It's the same way
when you go out. My truck fits eight.
It's the same way when you go out to dinner with a bunch of people and whoever puts it on their credit card gets fucked.
Right.
Somebody would get fucked in that situation. I'd rather spend an extra 15 bucks a person and figure out a ride than have it be me or somebody else and have to...
Isn't that place like you bring a soda can and you get in for like $1
No, you get
it.
It's like 40 bucks with the discount.
Oh.
And normally it's like 150.
And Bobby, would you have really went to...
No, 100.
Huh?
Would you have really went?
We'll never know. We'll never know.
I gotta
we'll never know because next time I won't. Because I know my role.
What if
I know my place.
What if I do a comics
event? Like I am not welcome at a Joe List event. I know that. I know that I'm not welcome. And I know that I'm not on the list to...
it's not that you're not welcome. You're not invited.
You can come to Belmont Racetrack with me on June 14th if you'd like. I'm going with a bunch
of
comics.
Selling hot dogs.
He cleans up after the horses. You find Sean looking at the tickets on the floor trying to find a winner.
Come on, Kryptonite.
I can't go home. She'll kill me. I spit on it. It's all gone. Everything we saved up. It's all gone. I had a thing. The guy told me they were going to run fast.
So you can do sentences, but my one word is better than yours.
That is.
Let's hear it again.
But as a sentence, I can't compete.
Well, Sean!
Yeah. And mine
but
is...
I can't do a sentence.
I can't go home. Marielle's going to kill me. What am I doing?
Are you married?
Yeah.
No shit, you married?
Yeah. Throw his wife's name up there.
Yep, I'm married.
How many kids you got?
I don't have kids.
House going to be ransacked.
I don't have kids. I live here in the East Village, and my wife lives in Connecticut.
His jokes are his babies.
Are you kidding?
So he moved here one day after his baby was born.
Wait a minute, dude. Your wife lives in Connecticut and you live here?
Yeah.
How the
with
fuck
Big J. He lives with Big J.
I live at Oakerson. Yeah.
Big J and his girl?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, not...
Well, she's still at school, yeah?
What? All right, so listen, you and
wife? His wife is 11.
But
I'm married.
He's black. He's very light skinned, but
that's so fucking weird, dude. How does she
try to make it work, man?
She's tied that around your wrist.
She's what?
She's a nurse. And,
he's giving it to him.
She's a nurse and she goes to school full time, and I'm doing this. So I'm
and they're falling
here.
Out of love.
And I go down. No, it's actually the best we've ever been.
No, he's
to be
fucking.
Yeah.
He's
no, I know. I know.
Sabotaging you.
No, she told me that.
It's awesome. It's going. It's going really well. I see her like 2-3 days a week.
Right.
And I'm down here, and then I'm on the road.
So you see her 2 or 3 times a week, and it doesn't fuck you guys up at all. How long have you been married?
2 years in October.
How long have you been together?
4 years, 4.5 years.
4.5 years, 2 years married.
Yep.
And when did you move here?
March.
How did you present that to her?
See ya.
Can we do just one word answers?
I had a conversation. Actually, I had a conversation with Jay about it. About how like
you talked to Jay about fucking marriage.
No.
What?
No.
What the fuck is that? Why don't you talk to Lewis about career advice?
That makes a lot of sense, that joke.
I hope Lewis gets edited out of this podcast.
So go ahead.
Anyway.
So you talked
to
him.
No, I talked to him because he
said
he
Big
was
J, and he went,
and
well, what you wanted
just
to
just like a bunch of women behind her back. No, he went.
Oh, no.
He went, time out. Do you have fingers on your gloves? Get them off.
Hey,
those are
back?
Out of here. Yeah. What's your wallet connected to? A chain? Throw one on. You don't know where that bad boy can pop
can
out.
Can you
that
talk about point? Asshole for 20 minutes?
No pants. Shirts only.
Can you make all your jokes into one man show story for
how
him?
Many synonyms for pussy do you have? All right. Bump that up by about 70.
Synonyms. Wow. So you go to her and you say what? I talked to Big J and he said.
I'm talking to him about driving back and forth because he was going back and forth from Philly. Right. And I've been going back and forth from Connecticut. And just talking about like, am I going to take this seriously and go for it or not? You know, and I had talked to her in the past about it. And we never saw each other anyway.
Right.
So fuck it. We've tried it out. And, you know, I mean, we see how it works. And so far it's.
I feel like it would work though because you get your own space, and then you get to pine for her and like want to see her, and then you go see her for 2 days, and then it's great for 2 days. And then
but
before you
also,
get annoyed.
There's also the other fucking side of that. You could not pine for her. You could actually get used to not being around her, and then you know as you get more comfortable in the city, and then you're gonna if you get more popular, you're gonna get more pussy advances, and then you're gonna get you disconnect. I know if I'm on the road too long, if I don't keep the connection with my chick, I disconnect and compartmentalize. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I'll take what I can get where I can, some affection wherever the fuck I can get it.
Yeah,
and that's where I have to be careful. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So,
ignore everything I just said.
I'm not saying no. I mean, it can work that way. And I'm sure you say it's working, so you know better than any of us. But
so far.
Yeah, you know? So far. But here's the thing. And I always get scared of the girl, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That my wife is going to get bored. You know, and now that we live in the suburbs, she's going to meet some fucking cool, weird neighbor.
Hey, I'm Ethan from down the street.
Hey.
My wife died 2 years ago of cancer. I've just been doing sit-ups in the garage.
My boy's the same age as Max.
Oh, my God. They would get along so great. You know, I find a Boston accent on a woman so sexy. Now, if you'll excuse me,
I love chest freckles.
Oh. If you excuse me, I need to go trim my charcoal beard and my long, brawny man hair.
Yeah. Where's your husband been? He's been away for a month and a half.
Oh, I could never leave my son.
Right now, he's in Toronto.
Yeah.
Oh, Toronto. Does he bring you back gifts from everywhere he goes?
He got me chocolate from duty free
once.
He's
back a magnet.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, well,
I can afford.
So here's the deal, man. That's a fucking scary scene.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
You know,
way to get
for
the guy.
It.
Way to jolt the guy.
I think, well, I think you're sticking outside the box and you're making your career work. And
I think it's a scary scene for me. For you, I'm glad that you're saying that it's great, Joe.
Having some
otherwise,
other dude rail at your girl is great.
Otherwise, if you don't do that, you grow resentments to your wife and even child.
That's
if you're putting your dreams aside and not doing it, so now you're avoiding those resentments.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, what
is?
Let you go
what? It, but here's the deal: is she going to come live with you at some point after school?
Well, she's got about 2.5 years left of school.
Okay.
So when that happens, you know, the thing is, we own a house in. Well, she owns a house in Connecticut.
Guys, there's the rub.
Yeah. Did you take her last name?
I should have. No.
That's fucking. What's wrong
with
you?
That's funny. I thought it was funny.
Listen.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Boy, so Kelly, I mean,
saved the day on that
so
one.
She has a house there. That's why she can't leave it.
Yeah, and because of school.
And because of school.
And
all
work,
right. So,
and
so is the plan? Is she rich?
Well, she. I don't know about rich, but she's okay. She's comfortable.
White in Connecticut.
And a nurse intensive care unit for like.
I'll tell
years.
You. Can I be honest with you, bro? That's a hard, I mean, I give you a lot of credit for pulling away from that because that's an easy fucking life. You know,
oh, yeah.
That's an easy fix. You can just fucking, I'll do comedy in Connecticut or on the road or in New York and pop in every once in a while. Live in this fucking house.
Yep.
Does she put any pressure on you to get a job?
No.
So she's cool with what you do?
Yeah.
She makes money?
Yep.
There's a house?
Yep.
I mean, dude, all the pressure's on me. My wife doesn't work. So my house... I have to make sure that shit's going on. I can't, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You're like the B of your marriage, right?
What's that?
You're like the B of your marriage.
What? Come on!
Sean!
I'm me too!
Go get your
I'm broke!
Go get your diaper bag, Lewis. But you know, if my wife had a house, I would be like, I fucking stay. It's very easy to stay in Connecticut.
Absolutely.
And not progress. So that's actually ballsy of you to make that move.
Thank you. Yeah.
To live with Big J, which is, must just smell like musty mittens in that house.
You'd be surprised.
Because he doesn't wash. Does he wash them every day? Does he have a different array of mittens?
How often does he?
Like, does he have summer mittens that are cooler?
Mittens. I love that they're mittens. It's like the opposite of the. It's all right. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
You know, I don't spend much time in the place anyway. So.
Right.
I'm not there to be comfortable, you know?
So what's your plan? What is your goal?
Just keep on fighting, make his way through Pride.
I mean, what?
To the UFC.
Yeah. El Guapo, come back.
He's working on a fitness video for at home, but yeah, you know what?
Yeah, check out his YouTube videos in self-defense.
Yeah. Not only can the people not
oh my
see
God,
Mike,
nobody
they don't know
saw,
who you're referencing.
Nobody saw Bobby just pour water down his face just now. It was awesome.
No, because it's a podcast, you dummy.
You're really in the room.
Oh,
you really are just stupid.
There's cameras, Joe.
Oh yeah,
and there's cameras. Yeah, yeah. You're both stupid. Thank you, Kelly, for being on my side.
Yeah, four gomites saw it.
Which is four of them.
Good one, Kelly.
Gomites unite. There's B, James.
Gomites unite and jump off a fucking bridge.
James, you think James is a gomite? James is way more than Dave Smith's.
Yeah, he's way into his real dad more.
All right, Kelly's on fire.
Yes! Kelly's on fire.
Dave doesn't even have a Twitter handle.
I love when Kelly puts fucking dummy on tilt because he doesn't know what to do because she's never really that funny.
I don't listen to her words. I didn't even know she was just talking just now. I'm looking at her huge biceps.
Joe, can you translate?
All right, check it out. We're going to take a break real quick. Piss, smoke, take a little bite. We're going to do some ads. We'll be back very shortly. So stay tuned. Around 5-10 minutes. It's going to say 5 minutes. But it's going to be more like 10. So we'll be back in a second. Dead.
Guys, before we go to the bathroom.
All right, put me on. Let's go.
You want to read the ads on TV?
Yeah. All right, check it out. I want to thank all the fans of the YKW Dude podcast. And I also want to thank all you Riotcast fans who go to all the other shows on the network. News Whore, the Davey Mac Sports Program, Why You Suck in Bed, Nick DiPaolo, Jim Florentine Show, My Wife Hates Me, Weird Medicine, Mad Scientist Party Hour, The Hole, The Jersey Jerks, and The Bailey Bay Show, Bailey J Show.
Really?
And, what?
Okay.
Did I forget one?
No, that's all right.
Which one could you be have forgotten, Bobby? I don't understand. What?
Oh, I'm so sorry, dude. I'm so sorry, dude. I apologize. The Comedy Cellar, but yeah. That's not really on the.
I know. Why would he be so mad anymore about the Comedy Cellar not being mentioned?
It was, of course, a hammer fisting with Luis Gomez, Jay. you guys, but make sure you go to thenewriotcast.com and check out the You Know What Dude page. And also, there's that thing I do because I have acid reflux. Go to the Amazon there. If you're going to buy anything off the internet, use our link, our Amazon link, and check out Gamefly.com link. You can get 2 weeks free, all right, I believe?
That's right.
15-day two-game.
15 days. Yeah, it's 15-day two-game trial. That's a $19.95 value, however you fucking say that.
$22.95, actually, Bobby.
$22, shit,
$22.95, yeah.
Wow. Gamefly.com, it's the Netflix of video gaming. If you like video game at all, well, don't buy it. Just rent it from them. You can use it as long as you want, and then you can buy it if you like it. You get them right in the mail, just like Netflix. So make sure you go to, what is it, Gamefly.com?
Gamefly.com/YKWD, or go to Riotcast.com/Robert Kelly and click on the Gamefly link from there.
And make sure you go to tweakedaudio.com for the most inexpensive, reliable headphones on the market. Tweakedaudio.com has many different sizes and mic'd and non-mic'd, and you get 33% off.
They have ones that are made out of wood.
Yeah, you do. They have wood ones, they have plastic ones, purple ones.
Mic'd ones.
And the code word, if you use, you get 33% off, free shipping, and a lifetime limited warranty. And what's that code word, Kelly?
The code word is DUDE.
DUDE. That's D-U-D-E. DUDE. When you go to cash out on the website at tweakedaudio.com, use the code word DUDE, you get 33% off, free shipping, and a lifetime limited warranty. So, and the headphones wind up being a few bucks. Mm-hmm. So I bought like four pairs. I have them all around the house in the office in my bag. So I'm never without a pair of headphones.
He uses them as shoelaces. Doesn't even matter.
Well, they're durable.
Yeah.
Ties them together, escapes from dawn.
Right.
I don't understand that one. I'm not going with that one.
I don't.
It's like a rope.
Yeah. I live in a one floor house.
It's weird that he would do that. I know.
Yeah. All right. So make sure you go to tweakedaudio.com. Use the code word DUDE. All right. We're back.
Bob, I'm very disappointed that you didn't like the Roald Dahl book. Every child should have a Roald Dahl book, and I'm happy to start.
Well, here's the problem with your book. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that you wrote it, and we had to read your shitty handwriting.
That's right.
So Don was like, Roday? Day? What? And we were both like, what the fuck is this? And then we saw the book,
And it was and like, you were like, wow, Kelly thinks about longevity with books. Because the, one, the first think, one.
Or you just fucking grabbed a book out of your shelf.
How dare you? I'm not a red gifter. They're brand new books. It's a little. It's I can show you the receipts.
I'll tell you, with the book, because I do have a kid.
Did you re-gift my gift?
No,
honestly.
I really didn't.
Because I re-gifted your gift.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You gave me a gift card.
No, I re-gifted the gift that you just gave me.
No,
I just gave it to somebody else.
That's not true.
That is true.
I wouldn't do that either. I would feel too bad about that. But no, books aren't, they're not a good gift for a little kid, especially if it's ones that they're supposed to read later on. They can't enjoy it. They're supposed to enjoy it for the next year until their next birthday.
I understand that, but
so you're getting
when
a gift that he has to
kid,
enjoy. Let me finish. No. You have to get him a gift that he's going to enjoy 5 years
from
now.
I'm going to explain to him who you are, where you went, what happened to you. Well, she's back in Australia now. she's running a fucking pork farm in Australia.
The thing is, like, kids have so many toys. Kids have so many toys, and all that makes them happy is you give them some keys.
No, no kid likes books. No kid likes books.
Why didn't you get him keys then, you idiot?
My little kids like books.
Every time.
Well, not a year old, but.
Every birthday when someone gave me something that wasn't a toy, I was like, this bitch.
I had an aunt who gave me fucking books every single year.
You're talking like 6 years old when you want toys.
Your aunt is a fan of the show, by the way.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is. So
no,
I hope
she definitely would not be a fan of this show. She's a feminist.
But she does suck.
But it's just because there's so many toys, it's like someone has to be like pushing the book angle, you know what I mean?
I think it's safe to say people that like books don't like this show.
No. No.
You just called all the fans dumb.
I didn't say they were dumb.
Yeah, you did.
I don't like books. I think I'm smart.
Can you not do that weird thing with your eyebrows ever again?
I can know. Do things.
I'm smart like everyone says. I'm smart and I want respect.
I know things.
I'm so sick of us not giving Bobby his gift.
Give him his dumb gift so we can move on.
Do you want to start with what happened?
Just give him the gift, you fucks.
I want to hear really the story. Is. Stop fucking pushing it, Joe.
Well, they've been talking about this gift for an hour and a half. What stopped you from giving the gift,
Bob? Can I tell you?
You can never come on the show and sit there again.
Why?
Because you're making me tired with your body posture. You have the body posture of a shitty cartoon.
I like body posture as opposed to fucking, you know,
what? You should be watching the game.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm comfy. Look, there's a pillow behind me and it's a couch.
I know. I need to get rid of the. You're too comfortable. You haven't said a word. You're napping and listening. You're like watching this happen.
I've said a word.
I gotta fucking shake it. I gotta make him think his wife's gonna cheat on him and leave him just to get something out of him. You guys are both too comfortable.
Way too comfortable.
Yeah, it's way too comfortable. Go ahead.
What?
No, I'm not going to talk now.
Sean? What, you're going to be Lewis now? Come on. Jesus.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, the story. Well, you know what's funny, though? Because what time were we supposed to meet yesterday?
9 a.m.
What time did you get there?
Like 12:30.
You there at 12:30? You were saying to meet at 8.
We met. Dance order got to my place at 8:15.
What happened?
We hit traffic. We had to go downtown. We fucked up, dude. We picked up Ari and Dave Smith in Midtown. We should have went straight up across the George Washington Bridge and into Jersey.
You also should have used Google Maps. That MapQuest shit.
Plus, I got really high and really lost.
Did you go to the fucking movie night, too, with Ari and everybody?
No.
There was a movie night?
No.
Are you talking about X-Men?
Wayne Rader had a barbecue, and they went to the movie after.
No, there was a barbecue.
I didn't go to that.
You might be thinking of a picnic. It was a lot of fun.
It was Wayne Rader's barbecue.
A ton of people.
I heard about your picnic.
You guys have a bunch of activities.
And
like
the second one,
Housewives,
lived up to the first one. I heard.
We're drug addicts.
I didn't hear about the picnic. I didn't hear about the picnic. I just saw the pictures on Instagram and made my heart.
They don't invite you, Kelly, huh?
I didn't Instagram any pictures.
Why don't you invite Kelly?
I'm legendary for inviting Kelly places.
He actually, out of everyone,
she's been in my home. You fucking assholes.
Out of everyone, Joey's pretty good.
Why are you yelling at Dan?
Why are you yelling at me, bro?
I did a spread across. I did a whole spread.
I didn't do anything.
And I invited Kelly to Six Flags. I invited her to James's first birthday. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem. Kelly's dramatic, so you get to hear every time something isn't perfect in Kelly's life, you get to hear about it.
Good, because he sympathizes. He's got a good
heart. Fucking dramatic.
Yeah,
you are very dramatic.
I am. I have an open heart.
Bob, I know.
I get hurt easy.
Bob, I know. I'm gonna.
I get hurt.
It's heart disease.
Yeah, you require open heart surgery.
I like that Joe punched up your joke.
I told him that was a tag team effort.
It was a better joke.
Speaking of tag teams, you guys look like a tag team, and then Kelly's your manager who throws salt in people's eyes. When
yeah, but there's the they're the ones Elizabeth. That they lose to the new cool tag team.
Yeah, Lewis and I.
Hey, Bob, I'll tell you, I know I'm going to lose the room when I say this, but I have a,
You don't have
you
the
never
room.
Had it
at any point.
Also, guys, what guys, do one of your jokes?
If you could start every sentence with it.
First of all, you guys can't all have the same. You can't all have the joke.
Same
That's
joke.
What she says right before she gets on stage every night. Hey guys, I know I'm going to lose the room right now, but just watch this.
Yeah,
kind of
care.
Go ahead.
I bought a summer pass. So if you ever want to go to Six Flags again, you're
going
to pick me up, but I'll go with you.
I'll summer pass on that one.
Wait a minute.
That's the name of the episode.
Thank you, everybody.
You got the rattle on that.
That was great.
Wait, I got it. I got how that worked.
Yeah, Lewis really has to Telemundo it up.
How do you know it wasn't going to
I hope that's how you make it with that rattle. Yeah. You sell them after the show.
I'm going to use the rattle.
Scopo's out front going, rattles, yeah. Rattles.
Get your real ass rattles.
I'll never fucking sell for Lewis.
You got rattles and hot sauce.
Scopo, you're never coming on the road with me again. It's over.
Hey, can I come on the road with you?
Kelly, you're in.
Yay.
Can I come on the road with you?
Have fun
Sean,
following
you're in.
Sean?
Sean, you're constantly on the road as a nice road trucker.
Rattles.
This is Angela's Ashes Rattle.
You guys kidding me? This ice is going to give out from under this truck at any moment. I got to get across the lake.
Are you married?
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
Where's Bobby's gift?
3 years.
I'm furious.
How long?
3 years.
3 years. How long have you known her?
I've known her like six.
I remember when you got
married. Where is she?
Did I hope we find out they have the same wife?
She's at work right now. She works on like 16th Street.
He spent Monday and Tuesday with her?
That's why she's so okay.
The lawn looks beautiful, Sean.
Yeah, I live with Mike most of the week, and I live with my wife on the weekends.
So where is your wife?
She's at work right now.
Really?
Yeah.
And what does she do?
She's an actress.
What's wrong with you?
Because the questions are getting more and more.
Yeah.
She's an actress, but she works at a financial place during the day.
You know how
she
that works,
she acts by
right?
night?
Yeah. She's an actor at night, yeah.
Nobody acts at night.
Acting mask yes, on.
Ever hear of Broadway?
You're a theater, you fucking retard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Are you serious? Nobody acts at night? Are you out of your mind?
I don't know the language that well.
So your wife is work. She has a real job, a day job.
She has a day job, and then she does theater at night.
She's
yeah.
doing
yeah.
theater at night.
Yeah. And she does the day act. She's day theater.
Well,
for kids.
So she's an actress the same way Fenoya is a comic.
Just Fenoya, I wouldn't take that.
Fenoya, I would have went with Kelly.
And here's
one.
The thing with Mike, he's a big cat,
yeah.
And he's got those fucking gorilla forearms.
He's a mountain lion.
Yeah. I you look like you're gonna fucking jump the table on. No.
Yeah, you really got
it.
Old sailor forearms.
That's right.
Yeah, you should have a tattooed made in a prison with those forearms. Just blue
I'm used
ink.
To Lewis.
Yeah, me and Fenoya are friends.
Yeah, okay, I'm friends with you too.
Me and you are friends, Lewis.
What are you? Why do you have to like make
Come
statements
on,
about everything? Huh? Why is everything? You know, we're friends. You know, I get it. I know the rattlesnake. I know how comedy works, dum-dum. I get it. You're friends.
Kiss.
Well, we can't bust your balls. I can't say he's going to jump the table and attack you.
Make out.
Without you fucking going, hey, he likes me. Yeah. Everybody likes you, Lewis. Everybody's
not Amy Schumer.
She likes you too.
Great birthday party you threw for her, by the way.
Oh man, whole barbecue for Amy.
It was really perfect.
Oh my god, did you give that bubble machine to your son? That was for Amy.
Wow!
Thank God.
That was a real ass bomb.
Also, that was my joke that was in question earlier.
Yeah. And I would like to get this instead of a bandana, I want it to be a noose.
That's
I'll take
cruel,
it.
Bro.
I'll take it.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
All
right. I saved you.
No, I'm really hurt. I thought we were friends, Lewis. Now I'm finding out all this information.
We're friends, Sean.
Sean?
So,
Lewis.
So, your wife, she's an actress?
She's an actress, yeah.
Yeah.
She does a lot of
Where'd
stuff.
You meet her?
I met her at a bar in Brooklyn in my neighborhood.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. And we don't have kids yet, though. I don't know. I figure that might be the next question.
No. I know. 3 years, right?
But they got one hell of a dog, though.
We got a great dog. We got an English bulldog.
Dog? All right,
I'll
do two. Sorry.
No, half.
Oh, half. Oh,
half.
I'm a
hot jump.
Mr.
Second.
Rickles dog? Oh, God.
Did anybody see the Don Rickles Spike TV?
I watched
TV?
It the other night, actually.
He aged like fucking a crazy amount
Dude,
in the past
he's
2 years.
80, he's 89
well,
or something
you,
like that.
Well, you have to say, the stuff that you've seen him on TV was, you know, barring the talk shows... But like, you know, the movies or whatever you've seen him on is probably a year or two before you know, he filmed it a couple of years ago. You know what I mean?
Did he do like a late night thing, like not that long? He looked great.
He looked
like
bad.
Yeah, but you got him sitting down.
I saw him on Kimmel 3 years ago, and I was at Kimmel, and he could barely walk like to the thing. They had to help him out.
He still has all of his marbles.
Oh, yeah.
He's still with
it. You can get him out there and prop him up.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what they used to do with Dangerfield.
No.
You ever hear the Dangerfield thing?
He's like 88.
Close.
You ever hear the Dangerfield thing? That his last wife would prop him up out on stage and then talk to him through an earpiece and tell him his jokes and he would just say them?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know who's talking to me.
Oh, yeah, right.
Go crazy.
God, is it God?
I just made a boom boom in my pants.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
Where am I? What year is it?
Okay, say say it louder, you cunt. I thought it was great. It sucks that he's gone. He's going to be gone soon. You know what I mean? He's fucking so funny. You watch those roasts. You watch him anytime on a couch. He was fucking hilarious. So fucking funny. That thing with him and Johnny Carson when he broke his cigarette case on the table when he was guest hosting.
He was funny. Oh,
when
the
he
couch.
Was yeah.
I wish we had Johnny funny
walked.
The couch.
Johnny walked. Johnny walked over to a live taping of his show, walked in, fuck you, and then interrupts it, and then he goes, Johnny Carson, and he goes, they know who the fuck I am. That is so, you know what I mean? Don't fucking tell them that they know me more than you, you fucking chooch. That was awesome. I love that shit. I love that era.
Couch shit's great.
Huh?
There's a great couch moment with Chevy Chase, Richard Pryor, and Carson. That's on YouTube. You should watch.
What happened?
Where Chevy Chase keeps...
Do the voices.
Fuck yourself. He keeps...
Jesus Christ.
He keeps trying to make jokes. Chevy Chase keeps making jokes.
No, but seriously,
jokes.
Can you do it in a voice?
No, I can't. I wish I could do it with Chevy Chase. He keeps making jokes
all right,
about
Macho Man is Chevy
I'm
Chase.
I'm gonna fucking throw something. This is why I get it.
Yeah. Get what?
I get why
say
you
it.
Fucking throw things at Lewis. He is like a giant mosquito, and he's just sucking out the momentum of any story.
Everything.
He's like, what about the voices? What was the lighting like? It was funny because Chevy Chase was basically being a dick to Richard Pryor, and Pryor snaps. It's like, hey, aren't you going to take Carson's job? Because Chevy Chase was quoted in the newspapers at that time. And it's the most fucking awkward thing in the world. And Johnny Carson just shits on Chevy Chase in front of Richard Pryor.
What's he say?
He's like, oh, yeah, with all those chops, what's your monologue going to be? You falling over a chair?
And
he just keeps going. And Chevy Chase is like, well, I never really said all that stuff. And then Pryor starts shitting on him. It was awesome.
That's great. Wow. I want to see that. Wow. That sounds great.
It's on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Oh. You're going to pay 99 cents for the whole episode.
Like, that sounds like last week's podcast when we all shit on Lewis. Put him on tilt.
He really is the Chevy Chase of this podcast. One good year, and then it's all
downhill. I wasn't invited.
You were.
The last few weeks.
Yeah. Well, keep that attitude. You won't be invited for the next few weeks coming up.
Well, I don't know. Well, you're giving everyone shit about not getting invited to the picnic.
You weren't invited to the show. You weren't invited last week, Joe, because it was a fat episode, and Lewis is fat. Oh. You're not, so.
I like how he started that sentence with that hat on, like he's
like
special needs.
I don't like.
Lewis, you couldn't be here because the people said that I couldn't tell you, and I was sad.
I don't like his in the mic whisper because it was a fat episode out of the corner of his mouth.
Like we couldn't hear it.
You know those headphones
are wearing? Is that so? I don't hear it. Is that what that was?
We don't do self-deprecation on this show. We shit on each other here.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's love. So.
You can do whatever you want.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, don't listen to the roadie.
Wait, is this supposed to be love?
Yeah. This isn't hammer fisting. You don't have to go by Go Mite Rules. Can you do me a favor? Can you
Go Mite Rules.
Go into the chat room and block every Go Mite. Anybody that says Go Mite's blocked. I'm gonna root out all eight of them.
Lou, did you want to tell the story behind the present?
All right, so Dan Soder couldn't win a goddamn thing yesterday.
Nothing.
I mean, really having a hard time. He's trying to win presents for James.
Yeah, because he's won everything in his career and his life.
All of his luck ran out officially yesterday.
No, that's not true.
What the fuck?
Oof, that's
can
really
you let
deep.
Him get a joke?
That was a joke?
That was a good one.
Thanks, buddy.
Everybody gets serious. Why so serious?
Why
so
serious?
So, as we're walking out at 6 Sean? O'clock, at 6 o'clock, Dan hadn't won a thing. He spent literally, I think, $100 on just missing basketballs,
$30.
Fucking throwing darts, not hitting balloons. It was ridiculous.
Hang on one second. Mike, what? On the basketball things, those are bent, right?
Yeah, they're rigged. Completely rigged.
Okay.
Absolutely. There's fucking springs in the back.
Carnival Mike.
So then finally, as we're going to, and by the way, this is my idea. I was like, well, you know what we should do? We saw one booth, and it was one of the things where you spray the thing in the clown's mouth.
Yeah.
So somebody had to win. So I was like, look, why don't me, Dan, and Kelly just play?
By the way, I added Kelly.
Oh, you did add Kelly.
Well, Kelly was at the thing?
Yeah. She was at the thing, yeah.
You went, wait a minute, Kelly, you went to Six Flags?
Mm-hmm.
So you're invited.
So you went to Six Flags.
Yeah.
You went to Six Flags.
I got to ride with Lewis.
You went to Six Flags.
I didn't go. I was tucking out from the
picnic. Did you go to Six Flags?
I was invited, but I didn't go.
Will you go to Six Flags?
I was invited, but I didn't go.
I didn't mean to invite him, by the way.
That was marriage day. Yesterday was family day.
I got an invite on Facebook.
Yeah, it's a Facebook invite for everybody. Everybody on my list.
I got an invite.
Get one.
So. There are people that I hate that got invites.
I did not get an invite.
Learn how to use fucking Facebook.
First of all,
a personal text.
You did? Can I see it? Can you read it to me?
I didn't get a text.
Dude, don't tell Bobby, but...
Can you read it to me?
I'd like to read it.
Okay, so let me tell you, either way. So, this one prize booth, they had all the prizes were just different foods. So, I was like, we have to win one of these for Bobby. So, there was cupcakes. Hold on, you know, don't even say what it was. There was cupcakes.
No, I want to say something
else. There was
else.
Ice cream. Hold on. There was, cupcakes, ice cream. There was an ice cream sandwich.
Right.
There was pizza. There was an icicle.
You're making me hungry. Stop.
Yeah, it's stupid.
So we got...
I have to tell you a little bit.
Shut the fuck up.
No,
I'm in the middle of a sentence.
It's really important. It's really important to the story.
Well,
don't.
Would he listen to you if you said shut the fuck up?
Because he's talking over me. Shut up.
I was talking and then you started speaking.
Okay. So what happened was
That is true. You're interrupting.
You're a fucking...
Because he's missing an important part of the story. He's missing an important part of the story.
What's the important part of the story?
Which is that you two were going to play, and then Dan was like, yeah, we'll let Kelly play.
No, we didn't miss that part.
Clearly, Kelly wins.
No, we didn't miss that part. We said it. Dan just said it.
But then you made Dan pay for me.
I didn't make Dan pay for you. He offered because he's a nice guy.
I offered to pay for you.
So how is that an important part of the story?
Because that's just saying you
nice
never
of you.
Pay for me.
Dan?
It's a nice event.
Dan, that was very nice of you that you paid for Kelly.
But how is that an important part of the story?
I like gestures like that in life. When somebody reaches out and gives somebody money or an opportunity... That's nice, Dan.
Yeah,
you
just insinuating that you're a piece of shit and a
That's pretty much
dude.
The theme of this whole episode. It's all the great
anyway,
things
I'm
that
sorry
you
for
do
interrupting.
Without having a... Dan's a fucking great dude.
Thanks,
He's a great
Mike.
Dude. Sorry for interrupting,
I still
Lewis.
Think you look like
Continue.
A carny worker.
That's all right.
Yeah, that was, I don't know. I don't know what to say, Lewis.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know, but
what
Dan...
What was that?
I know that you didn't pay for... Dan did. That's what I know.
Yeah.
Dan's okay.
Dan's all right.
I just wanted to point that out.
Why? That was the important part.
Can I just say something, Kelly? How the fuck is this kid who's busting his ass to support a child and a wife, okay? How's he supposed to pay for you? When Dan's got all this he lives in a 2x2 fucking thing in Astoria,
Queens.
Dan
pays $30 a month in rent.
Yeah.
Because they invited me to play, and if you were getting invited out for dinner, you shouldn't have to pay for it.
Are you fucking retarded?
Oh,
are you even listening to yourself speak right now?
That's a window into women right there.
Is that a thing?
Are you
whether
out?
They
we
offer
you
and
game?
Do it is another situation.
You know what?
But
hey.
Listen, maybe your fucking DJ boyfriend plays for your games, but we don't fucking know. You know where he's a DJ?
No, I didn't know
that. Yeah, he's a DJ. Hey, Kelly, you want to go get some drinks?
When am I going to meet him?
Hey, mate, when are you going to drop the beat?
Did you really just say that?
When are we going to meet your boyfriend?
He was at the party.
He was at the party.
It was really nice of him to
I
come
thought
to the
that
picnic.
Was your gay friend.
He was a hit at my picnic, Kel.
You invited him to the picnic?
He DJ'd the picnic.
No, he is a guy. I liked your boyfriend. He's a good guy.
So,
all right, come on, pick it up, buddy. Pick
that's
it up.
That's it. It's fucking. She ruined the
she
story.
She didn't ruin it.
That was it. No, that was it. We got you a fucking.
Don't be a
we
baby.
Got you a gift.
Don't be a
just
baby.
Just give him the gift.
Does.
Kelly.
Oh my God.
She makes me twitch. Let me tell you, every time she said.
You make fucking everybody twitch.
Amy Schumer included, right?
Huh?
Including Amy Schumer, right?
Amy Schumer doesn't even know your name.
She seriously thought you were there to set up all this stuff.
she thought you were one of my relatives.
Yeah.
Like, she thought you were a relative on Dawn's side.
Lewis is good at setups. The punchlines usually fall a little short. Am I right?
Professor List.
It's a creepy tongue thing that you do.
Really?
Dude, here's the problem, dude. Because she's never gotten me, not once. She's never said a quip. She's never said anything.
She's gotten you.
Nope.
She got you last week. She got you a bunch of times.
She repeats things that people say in the episode earlier, and then
are you calling Kelly a parrot?
You laugh at her thing, and then you think she gets me. But she's never, you're going to listen back. She's never actually gotten me.
First of all, I'm not listening back for you. This isn't a courtroom. I'm not going back to say, you know what? I listened to the last 30 episodes, and you're right, Lewis. I fuck you.
No, seriously.
I agree with Bobby. I would never listen to this show.
Listen back, seriously. And
I'm going to delete that.
She fucking
don't Gomez me.
What's the time code?
She fucking jumps up like she got me.
Yeah, we know you guys.
And it makes
I
me
know.
Furious. You guys, and by the way,
I'm
Kelly,
sorry,
hold
honey.
On, shut the fuck up. This, hold on, Bobby. Let me say this. Kelly has legitimately.
Throw a bottle of water at him.
Bobby, she's legitimately cried to me because I've been making fun of her. She's actually cried.
I actually have
she's
cried.
She's taken me aside and said, yeah. I'm really upset. She's making fun of me for not crying.
I remember that story, and you said, just throw away your mirrors and get looser clothing. It was really nice of you.
No, but she's
that's
saying like...
old punch up Joe.
She's calling me a baby right now. She's going, oh, mate, he's crying.
This is like watching an orangutan fling shit at a chimp.
But she's
which one's the orangutan?
The big bright ass. What do you think? The big red Lou. Asshole.
But she's literally cried to me before, so how are you... This?
Because you were hurting me so much, I was like, leave me
alone. No, this is you lose your right to go. Oh,
you only
attack
me. You only attack me because you can't handle anyone else,
that's
motherfucker.
Like, oh,
you can't handle because everyone else will smash you so bad.
Can you just
you attack me because I'm the weaker one. You fucking
at least
bully
you know you're the weaker
shit.
One. Finally.
Of course I know I'm the weaker
finally,
one. I've been doing comedy the least out of this whole fucking room.
You've been doing comedy for 8 years.
I'm not American, you dumb shit.
8 years, which I just found out. Which yeah, you know what? That's fucking crazy.
I've been living in New York.
I'm
for
not talking about how long you've been living in New York.
Fucking years.
The fact
it doesn't
that you've
matter.
Been doing comedy for 4 years is too much.
It doesn't matter. When does comedy start? Dan, can you tell me?
I would say like the court jesters of
when
the
you moved to
15th
New York?
Century.
I think you guys should just sleep together and get it over with.
Oh, yeah. God.
This moonlighting energy is bothersome.
Yeah. He
you're
gets
civil.
So mad
you're
when
so
I speak.
No,
it's like
no,
if I say...
Bruce. What is this?
Hold on.
The whole Bruce.
When you,
I say
when
one
you,
word,
Tom,
you get so
this.
Mad at me.
Kelly.
But it's like, dude,
when you're saying, wow, yeah, I'm going to get mad because you have actually fucking cried.
It's a comedy podcast, and we're giving each other shit now.
That's not
you're going back and
oh,
mentioning
dude,
stuff
Kelly
from the past.
Just,
you're mentioning stuff
yeah,
from the
that?
Fucking past to fuck with me now.
No, I'm not.
You're
Kelly's.
Bringing past things in to fuck with me instead of keeping it in the room now. Of course I cried because you were fucking hurting me.
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
Because you're not
about.
A good person a lot of the time. That's the fucking oh, reason.
Why is this comedy
Kelly,
starts in New York? It's the most elitist thing yeah, I've ever heard
when
in
Kelly
my
gets
life.
Mad,
comedy begins okay. when you get to New York.
Wait, when
what?
Kelly gets
that's
mad,
not true.
Her voice sounds like one of those emergency broadcasting tests.
She sounds like you.
Oh!
Son of a bitch! You're only doing
on,
that? To which point? I don't mind that I cried in front of you.
That's not what I'm saying. You're not even listening.
It
that's the
matter.
Point I'm making.
Yeah, I don't want
to. You're making fun of me being a baby.
Yeah.
You just lose your right to
because
make fun of me.
Because it's a joke. You're making fun of me crying at a
no,
time that I was fucking hurting really hard.
I'm pointing out that you can't make fun of somebody for being a baby when you legitimately cry when people make fun of you.
Kelly, just make fun of his Vincent Price mustache that he has.
Would you like to be a vampire?
You're calling about the missing
did you say Vincent Price?
Vincent Price,
oh,
yeah.
Fucking hell.
Now she's going to take that, repackage it, and be her thing.
She's like, oh, yeah, what are you? A guy that likes spooky movies?
Nah, I won't do that.
Is that funny?
Did you
is that funny?
I really,
mate?
I really, I
listen, mate. On the podcast, I didn't like that you made fun of the fact that I cried. Could you not make fun of the fact that
you're like Vincent Price? Didn't you steal that? Well, I've only lived here for have 7 years.
Oh, it only counts when you do comedy below 14th Street. You guys are such liars. You guys are top. So many people have said that to me before, and I believe even one of you has said that to me before. Like. Really, it's
the sugar. The problem is there's
I
things
said I
that are off limits.
Which doesn't matter. Which
no,
doesn't
there's
matter.
Things that are off limits with you. I can't make fun of you getting upset. I can't make fun of your act. I can't make fun of you being fat. But you make fun of
boyfriend.
All those things about me. Make fun of my body. You call me fat the other day. You make fun of my act. You make fun of fucking the fact that I'm whiny. Like it's hypocritical.
And boyfriend. Girlfriend.
Keep going. You have more stuff we don't like about you.
Tattoos. Yeah. Tattoos. Yeah,
facial hair.
You said tattoos
baldness.
Four times. No, dude. That's my point, Kelly. It's hypocritical of you to get.
Okay.
Shit about those things, and then everything's off limits with Kelly. Dude, there was like literally 2 months where I just didn't even make fun of you because I was like, I just don't feel like even.
And you got funnier. You got funnier when you did that.
She just gave you a life lesson.
This is the truth. Ready?
Oh, shit.
How did you feel?
Any advice that you give me in comedy, I would do the opposite of because you don't know funny.
What? What? What?
You don't know funny?
What is it? What do you mean?
I said she doesn't know funny.
What do you mean?
Lewis, look at those arms. Are you crazy?
That's the first time I've had to turn your mic up.
I'm just saying, like, you, and that's the thing, you can't, even for you to give me shit right now, you're like, and you got funnier, mate. you lose your opportunity to make fun of my act or me being funny when you bitch about me making fun of your act.
I feel responsible.
Yeah, you started this.
No. This
really, because you're the Michael Vick of this dog
pit?
No,
this is like Lou's like, sometimes he loves me, sometimes he hates me.
Hang on, I need to give this to fucking...
Yeah, I'll take that one.
That wasn't that bad.
Michael Vick, he's back in the league.
Yeah, I know.
I think he's retired.
But when it doesn't work, Bobby, I get funnier.
Okay.
Wow,
you should right back around.
Tie it on your fucking head.
We had a conversation a while ago where you were like, oh, you keep on giving Kelly shit about all this stuff.
Well, here's the thing.
And then I back off, and then Kelly attacks the people.
Don't just say shit. Don't just say. Here's the thing, dude. I don't care what anybody does on the show. I don't have any rules or regulations, okay? You do what the fuck you want. Okay,
it's
I don't give a fuck.
UFC 1-9.
What I'm saying to you is that you were getting to be this. That's all you were doing. You know what I mean? It was just like you just did it, and it was like every show was the same fucking thing. And I don't. Okay, I would think that we have, you know. We can have a better show than just doing the same thing. You tell me how much she stinks and crack. It's like, dude, we had to move on.
And
we
I did.
The fans of the show.
The second that happens, then Kelly does this. She'll come at me at the same shit.
No, I get what you're. I understand what you're saying, but you know, I would never say, look, don't you fucking.
No, you're right. You're fucking, dude.
I get you. You piss me off, but I look at Joe aggravates me.
You were gonna
Dan,
say I love you.
Dan never does
anything. He stopped himself from saying I love you.
Makes me mad ever. I've loved you from day one.
I love you.
You complete me.
You're my big brother.
I fucking love you, Dan.
I love you too, man.
But what? Here's the deal.
I just want my
Scopo. Listen, Scopo fucked me 2 weeks in a row, but I still love Scopo.
I love everybody too.
Dude, if I could have the same relationship with my son that you have with Dan, everything would be okay.
Well, listen, the fact is that we all piss each other off. We're all comics. There's no look. If we were all actors, this would be a very low key. Hey guys, did you hear what happened today? This is a very volatile situation I'm putting together. I'm putting alpha male comedians, whether they be women or men.
Alpha.
I'm just talking. But the women that come on the show are fucking alpha women. Okay, and you're in the same fucking room, and I'm just. Turning on the mics. So yeah, you're gonna have these fucking problems.
I like them getting all this stuff out though. I want this to keep
I do too. I'm just saying, you know, it's
Can we have a judge? Bobby,
no,
judge?
I don't think we need to do a fake court.
No.
I think
Kelly I'm glad brawl. Kelly here's the thing. I'm not saying Kelly's right or wrong. I'm just glad you're finally fucking sticking up for yourself and not just and just taking it. You got something to say? Say it. You might be wrong.
Say she's
you
wrong.
You might be wrong.
I'm okay with being wrong, but you can't say to me.
Why is my mic not as loud
as
everybody
else? You can't say to me what I like. The way that you go, I can't be offended by this, and I can't be offended. I fucking am. You do things that are just fucking horrible.
Doo-doo.
Oh.
She said doo-doo.
Horrible.
When you came to me and said you were offended.
Yeah.
I said,
I pulled
Kelly,
you aside in front of, took you away from people.
And I said,
privately.
Fine, Kelly, I won't fucking say anything anymore. But you lose your fucking mind. There's a story. There was a guy, somebody posted some shit on Kurt Metzger's wall, and I made a joke, a racist joke. And there was a guy, I don't want to say his name.
Typical.
But it was a black guy, and he shit on the joke that I made. This guy, he had a YouTube video out that was titled World's Worst Comedian, and it was him bombing on a TV show. Hmm. Like, to a point where it's fucking unreal, dude. Because
it's really bad.
Uncomfortable. He actually got the video taken down since.
Yeah, but it took years.
World's worst comedian.
It took like 5 years.
The whole thing, it was like a reality show. They make
it
fun of him.
Brutal.
He had to come
Bill
back.
Bill Bellamy, like just fucking.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Bill Bellamy smashing him. And there's two parts of the video. The first part he bombs. The second part he bombs even worse.
Bill Bellamy was smashing
a
comedian.
Bill Bellamy, Ray J.
Ray J was fucking smashing a comedian. The dude from Living Single was shitting all over him.
Bill Bellamy.
And I don't want to be shitty to the guy. That's not even the point. But look, the guy, I made a joke on Kurt Metzger's wall. Something about Yamanika said. I made a racist joke. Yamanika are friends, so I just made some joke. And then it was like, nice attempt at a joke.
Can we stay on topic?
This is on topic.
All right, well, speed it up, because you lost Joe's
You started...
Kelly, is just literally almost fell asleep.
You had me flying up, and now I'm like...
You started texting in the middle of it. You didn't even know the
That's what I'm saying. Speed it up. We're losing the room, Lou.
So the guy posted underneath the joke, he was like, nice attempt at a joke. So I just put the video of him bombing on YouTube as my response.
I was just like, okay, here's you bombing as the world's
worst
leader.
Wow, that's so mean.
So then he sent me a private message. He was like, hey, dude, you know, and he knew there was a part two, so what the fuck could he say publicly?
Yeah.
But the point that I had made was he lost that right. Once you go on YouTube and you're the world's worst comedian, you get smashed like that.
You can't go publicly shit on other people.
You lose that right as a fucking dude you don't know. As a friend or somebody that you give a shit about, you have some rights. I have some rights. You have rights. Kelly has some rights, dude. She doesn't lose. She's not a no-name.
She can't shit on my body. But if I can't do that to her, she can't do that
to
me.
But this is it's gotten better. But this is the point. I have a right to say that to you, Lewis, because I don't want, as a human being, like I'm talking about your right to say you're upset,
Lewis. Kelly, yes, you can say you're upset.
You need to let me finish. Just because you're talking over me doesn't mean it's smart
Kelly
or funny.
Talk.
Let me finish.
She'll lose the argument for herself.
But I have the right to be to walk into a room with other comics and not be out of nine people.
That's not what I'm talking about.
This is what you did to me. I cannot laugh at that. But this is what you did to me with your constant shitting, which is why I had to pull you aside and talk to you privately about it.
You're the only person that's ever done that. You're the only person who's ever cried and pulled me aside.
Dan, I swear to God, if you don't get one of those fucking vouchers out right now to make him shut up for 10 minutes, I'll fucking kill you. Please.
You have one?
First of all, leave it.
Bullied into the voucher.
Say that right now. Do me a favor.
What is it?
Kelly, you're not listening.
Just so he shuts up for a second.
I wish
I had a voucher could go longer.
I would love Lewis to go longer.
Let me tell you, Kelly, I'm not saying you can't tell me not
he
to shit on you.
Just talks over me and I don't have a voice because I know you're louder than me.
But you
so
just did
matter.
That. Here's the thing. This is what bugs me about what you just did.
Yeah.
You just did what he is saying.
I have to fight the way he fights.
That just made my blood boil. I got to go watch that off. That fucking attack dog when you go. You just did something. She goes, yeah. Like she was like, get him, puppy. That fucking drives
I'm not getting
me
anybody.
Kelly, you're I'm not you have the right to say, hey, that upset me.
I had a very sad day today.
I agree.
I am hurt myself that my friends.
What's up, Vato?
Okay.
Kelly, you have the right
to
say.
Do you want to be a regular on the show? Michael?
Sure.
Dude, I gotta go in 1 minute.
So every time that Sean comes here, me and Lewis have a fight. Am I right?
Didn't you guys have a gift to give?
That happened last time I was here.
Yeah, we have a gift. It just got spoiled for the gift.
Joe.
I will say this. This all started, just from an outside perspective, I was not there for the story, the gift.
Yeah.
I think it's all just annoying.
Yeah.
But I will say, Lewis was trying to tell the story. Your interjection in this particular incident, I'm not taking sides, did take from his story.
Mm-hmm.
You fucked up his story by interrupting to tell a part that Dan paid for your thing.
You're right.
It didn't add anything, and it fucked up the story. So that's what started this.
And you shit on my story, and you went, nobody cares. And then you dismissed it, and that's the
wait
thing
a minute.
Right
no,
there.
She didn't say that.
Yes, to this point,
no, rewind.
We still haven't finished the story, by the way. The gift is still not
nobody's
been
rewinding. This isn't a fucking OJ trial.
Joe, you're right. I interrupted his story.
Yes, so just give him the dumb gift.
I see his point that you, if he's going to make fun of you, you can't make fun of him back if you don't let him make fun of you. Like, it is a two-way street.
Well, I think.
What about you buttoning that shirt?
He would if he could.
That button flew off 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
You're as tight as a teddy bear.
The thing is, though,
I bought it a while ago.
Sean! Holy shit. You got stuffing. Go ahead.
I think you should give the gift, and then you'll leave, and then Kelly, he'll be gone. You can say all your points.
All right, let's go.
I don't want to talk about it.
Can I have my fucking gift? I need a gift today.
Give him a fucking gift.
Lewis, what's the gift?
She has it.
What is it from, though?
It's from the fucking game that
Dan
won.
Why are you
going to
be sad?
Finally.
Dan finally won
Dan,
a game.
Dan, you won it. I'm so glad.
I had to grease the wheels.
Dan, I'm so glad it was you who won it.
This is the most anticlimactic.
It makes everything so right.
Honestly. I know.
What is it?
He won you this.
Oh, it's a piece of pizza. Because
I can't have pizza.
I know.
But this way I can have it.
The fucking the
look
greatest.
Look at his face.
It's the hardest.
This is
Bobby, his hands are made of sugar.
This is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was my idea.
It was totally Lewis's idea. We're walking
Lewis,
by and Lewis goes,
you,
hey, we should win Bobby one of those fake food things and put it in the You Know What Dude studio. Because he's always talking about food.
He's Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah.
And the rattlesnake doesn't give a goddamn if Bobby doesn't care. And that's the bottom line. Because Lewis J. Gomez said so.
Thank you very much.
I don't want to make
guys.
A big deal of it, but Lewis's hands are made of sugar really bombed there.
I know it did, but I got a gift. Here's the thing, though. I guess it would have been nicer if I was there. And I could have got it there, but you know,
would have been nice.
Yeah, I wasn't invited.
I never got a personal text, by the way. It was only Facebook. So Lou kind of went.
Reminds me of the pizza from the picnic.
All right, Lou, you got to go, buddy.
There we go.
What do you got?
Guys, Levity Live, June 25th. I am headlining.
What? That's ridiculous.
One night only.
Hey, Luke, can I come along?
He's breaking into the club and turning on the lights himself.
You didn't need to say one night only. Headlining, we got it.
One night only, June 25th. Guys, listen to me. Levity Live, it's an amazing club. If you're in the Rockland County area, Westchester area, come out and check out this show. I really want to have good numbers there. Like the truth is, they headline. What are you doing?
You okay, Bobby? You don't have a stroke, are you?
I don't have a calendar, but I gotta assume this is a Monday.
At 4:30.
I want to do numbers at fucking 3:20 in the afternoon on Monday. Gosh, if you guys can get out of work early, I will comp you.
I'll pay you the rest of your day for work.
Whatever time you can get there, I'll go on.
My girl's gonna bake some ziti.
Sister's driving.
Sorry, so you want to
make baked ziti? You wouldn't bake some ziti.
You want to do some good numbers. So go ahead.
The fuck does 420 have to do with 519?
And then a week after, one night only, headlining Comics at Foxwoods. Chris Scopo will be at both of these shows, by the way.
That's great.
So if you're in the New England area, Comics at Foxwoods, come check me out.
July 2nd. Make sure you go, and you have a website. Where are they going to find these dates?
KellyFestukaSucks.com. I was going to stop calling it that, but she just sucks so much that I'm wasting the opportunity. So many people say those words in the world that I feel like... Go to my website.
Thank you for taking the bandana before you leave.
Wow.
That was...
What?
Super easy.
So go to... What's your real website?
KellyFestukaSucks.com.
What's the other one?
It will link you to there.
What's the other one?
RealAssDude.com.
Go to...
Wow, RealAssDude.
He's an animal. He's a piece of shit, yeah. But I can't believe how funny he is. Unbelievable. Sean!
Very funny. Luis J. Gomez, go to his website, realassdude.com, and check out his shows. He's headlining. You know, this year has been a very great year for this asshole. He's headlining two shows, one at Levity Live and one at Comics in Foxwoods. And Chris Scopo from the show, the producer of the show, one of them, who fucks up a lot lately, will be doing comedy there, too.
Yes,
right?
I will be. I will be opening.
Yeah, so make sure you
also
go.
Also, I'll be inspecting for the stay in New York.
If you need
your emissions check, I will be in the front running text for $29.
I also do bumpers, too.
I do body work. I do a lot of things.
If you got a crack in your windshield, I can either fix it or I can replace it.
I can fix it on the spot. You can drive two comics at Foxwoods, and I'll take care of it for you.
And I detail cars. While you gamble, your car will be being detailed.
In between, I bring up comics, I go detail cars.
It depends, you know, the price varies on size and model. Let me get this pizza. This is very relaxing.
It's really, look at his, look how happy he is. He's like, I'm a pizza.
It's a great gift. It's a great gift.
That's actually how I eat pizza.
It's one of the funniest things you've ever said to me on the phone.
What's that?
I told you what I was doing. You go, don't gigs with your friends when he was telling you about writing that pilot. You go, go out, go socialize with your friends. Don't work on things that are going to pull you apart. Go have some pizza. Ah, fuck, now I'm thinking of pizza. That's what you said in one breath. And
I'm sad that Lewis had to leave early because I would like to have hugged it out with him before he left.
Yeah, Kelly, if he gets hit by a train.
Can I say something? Here's
the
problem with life.
Don't say that.
I actually didn't have a problem.
Hang on, Jim. Hang on. The great Jim Serpico.
Serpico.
You're on the YKWD show live, Mr. Serpico.
Oh, God. Why?
Yeah. Are you calling about the special on June 17th that you're producing?
Yes, Robert. I am calling about the special. Very excited about the special. Are you ready?
I will be ready. I got 2 weeks. So I'll be as ready as I'm going to be. I mean, Lord knows I've been doing this hour for a long time. I should be ready.
That's very true.
Well, you didn't have to say that. You're also my manager, so. Where are you, in L.A.?
I'm in Los Angeles. Give me a call after the show.
All right, I'll call you in a little bit. Everybody say goodbye to Jim.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye, Jim.
See you.
See you later.
I'm going over the top.
Do it.
Ready?
Yep.
All right. Thanks, don't ever do that again. Okay. Ever.
Ever.
Kelly, here's the deal with you.
Yes.
You know, you say you finally stick up for yourself.
Yeah.
Whether you're right or wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, you're sticking up for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel like shit after. So you're either going to fucking put your foot down and be you and stick up for yourself and deal with the consequences, which people might not like you or be mad at you, who you used to like, and move the fuck on, or... You know, you don't get to just hug it out every time. That doesn't solve things. Sometimes eliminating somebody betters things.
Yeah, well,
you've been reading the iTunes review of this podcast.
Well, it's just a natural thing where in my heart where I don't want I mean, who doesn't want anyone? No one wants anyone to hate them or to hate other
Kelly,
people.
You like, want everyone to love you. That's one of your problems.
It's a huge problem,
every comedian has that problem.
Yeah, but it's
I have that problem.
As much as Lewis is a piece of shit and we've had issues, the last thing I want is to have an enemy. And this isn't a career thing. This is like healthy heart stuff. I hate grudges. I don't want to have a grudge against
Nobody wants a fucking grudge, but you know what? Sometimes you got to have a fucking grudge. Because if you don't, then you're people-pleasing. And if you're people-pleasing all the fucking time, you're not being true to yourself.
You're right, Bobby, and you're very handsome.
What?
I said you're right, and you're very handsome.
Oh, thanks.
I don't please Lewis. We fight all the time.
See, it works.
Now, if this was a prison yard, you're holding Lewis's pocket. You got to stab him in his sleep. You got to go after that.
I'm saying, look, everybody here, it's surprising that everybody here, as soon as you guys started going at it, we were happy because you were kind of letting it out.
Yeah.
It was coming out. And you weren't just taking it. You were sticking up for yourself. And Lewis had some shit to say that was pretty harsh, but you were getting it out instead of us hearing it. And instead of us having to deal with it, you know,
I was happy about it because I felt like I had sort of been carrying the podcast through most of it, so it was nice to sort of take a break.
And I agree.
The problem is he left, and there's more there.
Thank
it's not. This is. I mean, this opened up a big thing.
Well, it opened up a little bit, but I mean, there's stuff there. But I mean, look, you guys. Here's the thing that the even the fans of this podcast don't understand is it's a brother sister type. It's a family type of fuck you. I mean, I don't care what you say. Look, Scopo pissed me the fuck off. He fucking fucked up this week, did some stupid shit. But when it comes down to it, you know.
Heart's in the right place.
It's not. He's an idiot. His fucking heart is where his brain should be. Fucking dumb. But, you know, it's. You live in the fuck, learn. You move the fuck on. Nobody's going to lose a birthday. Nobody's going to get into a fight. Nobody's going to hurt somebody really. And, you know, you're going to get your toes stepped on. We're all emotional. Look, I'm very emotional. I'm very sensitive. I don't give a shit. I'll admit that. Absolutely. I wear my heart on my sleeve. People say shit on this show that hurts sometimes. All the fucking time it happens. I take poundings on the show. I take shit from fans from the show. I get it. But, you know, I'm a sentimental asshole. When it comes down to it, but you know, we're I think comics, we have a bond to each other that, you know, that we understand, you know, and you can get it out. You can have somebody not like you for a week or two or years, and it can come around. I've had it, you know, and sometimes it's better. Like I don't know, one of you guys I was telling, I was having a problem. I remember when I got out of rehab, I moved back with my mother and stepdad, and it wasn't working. I'm sober, going to AA meetings every night, and I'm still fighting with my mother like I was drinking. And I was talking about this in an AA meeting, and this guy, I swear he had a chain around his neck. One of those big
fucking... Like a butt chain?
Yeah, like a big chain around his neck with a padlock. And he walked up, and at the end of the meeting, he stuck a matchbook in front of my face. He goes, "Read it!" And I was like, "Oh, shit." He goes, "Read it!" I go, "I can't." He goes, "Why? It's too close." Exactly. You're too close. Get out of there. Move out of your family's house. You're too close to him, all right? I was like, okay.
You go, all right, you're so wise, man. I'm insane.
Don't listen to me.
I just made that up on the fly.
I don't know. I actually wanted you to read the matches. That's where all my demons live.
No, but it's sometimes you get too close. In this podcast, we're every week we're around each other. We do a lot of things together. You're at shows every night with these fucking assholes. You're going to step on each other's toes. Look at, he fucking bugs me too. But you know what? When it comes down to it, his heart is in the right place.
Yeah, I think I got disappointed somewhat because I was like, well, I early on and, I relied on Lou
and
to
here's
help
a,
me.
Here's the deal,
he
Kelly.
Does take whatever he gets too.
He gets on last week. He got on tilt. Trust
and
me.
And takes it to the point where it puts other people out, which is why we fight a lot.
But here's the thing, though. Do you believe it? You know what I'm saying? If you call me unfunny, I'm going to tell you to go fuck yourself because I'm funny. Okay, if you're not going to get me on that. You can joke about that all day. Look at Joe's face. Joe, say something. It's a podcast.
The thing is, like, I get it. I don't want to drag on this too long, but I get that. And we spoke about this.
Yeah.
But what I spoke to him privately when I pulled him aside was that I get it. Make jokes. Joe makes jokes. When Joe does it, Joe's funny when he does it. Dan does it. Whatever.
I admit I'm funnier than Lewis.
Yeah,
but when
Lewis
would do it, Lewis would do it in a green room in front of bookers, in front of other bigger comics.
This is stuff you need to say.
Aaron,
here's the deal.
He's
not here. I'm not going to talk about this because he's not here to defend himself. But this is shit you should say. That's the shit.
Yeah, he
that,
was like, you can't.
That's some fun. Look.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I'll support.
Eight people
I will
fighting me.
I will support you fucking assholes no matter what. To fans or other people. Mm. I will never not get somebody to go see you or think you're the fucking shit. To me, I don't give a shit. If you piss me off or if I'm mad at you. There's people I don't like in this business. I don't talk to. I don't fucking acknowledge at all in my life anymore. I still will not tell people, yeah, fucking funny. Go check them out. Hilarious. Because there you go. That's just it. There's a certain code we have as comedians that, you know, we have to protect each other. Because we're going in front of the fucking, in front of a bunch of people every night. Yep. We're trying, as soon as you make it, they want to take it away from you. As soon as you make it, they want to take it back. That's the way this business works. So everybody in this room is struggling to fucking get there. And once you get there, it's being taken away. Slowly. It's going to be ripped away. So, I mean, there
you
go.
The most important thing in comedy is other comedians.
Yeah, us. Helping each other out. I mean,
Joe List taught me that.
Absolutely.
Joe List, one of the first things when we were out drinking, one of the first times we ever hung out, he said, no one will get you more work in this business than other comedians.
And you know
absolutely.
What?
Absolutely.
Also, I feel like it's an old, it's the best sensibility, but it's an old fashioned one because I'm in comics now.
Comedians are talking. Listen.
That was funny, Bobby, but I know you love me, so it's okay.
But
the problem is, I think a lot of comics, new comics, like 4 years under.
Talk right over you.
I know. Yeah, no, because I really want to get this out. I don't want it to be.
I know you do. Yeah. Go ahead, stupid.
A lot of comics now don't have that same sensibility where they're just like, you know what?
Well,
it's me and me only. A lot of people
no,
look
listen,
after
listen.
Each other
that's
than they used to.
That's the way comics are. Comics are sociopaths. Okay, it's all about.
Yeah, we
them.
Are psychos.
Okay, but here's the deal: is that if you look, even look at what I did in the last fucking month, Louis, Amy. Dennis.
You had sex with Amy?
Yes. And Dennis.
I heard she doesn't like Lewis.
And here's the thing though. We all help each other out. That's just it. That's fucking it.
Mm.
Okay? And it's what you do. And yes, we're crazies. Yes, we're fucking nuts. Mm. We're all fucking nuts. That's why, you know, I always hated meeting people, comics that I admired, because I know I'm not going to like them. In some way, it's going to be like, ah, this guy's a fucking dildo. You know what I mean? This girl stinks. Mm. But you have to accept it. Accept it. And that's it. Lewis is Lewis.
And I'm
Scopo's going to be late. Yeah. Doesn't matter if I say Scopo. I need you. I got it. He's calling me. He called me this at the party. I need you there. Yep. He calls me at, at the time. He's supposed to be there. 5 minutes away. 15 minutes away.
He's 30 minutes away.
What are you going to do? At least it's not 45 minutes.
At least it's not his way.
It's also, at least it's not 3.5 hours.
I did get there 12:07. So
yeah, what time are you supposed to be there?
11:50.
11:45.
45.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck up.
That's 22 minutes
late.
To you and me.
It's a little
but,
traffic.
Look it.
I got 22.
Joe is a fucking stooge.
Mm-hmm.
A what? Dude, what are you talking about?
You're an Iggy Pop's band, aren't you?
I know Joe's going to walk over to me and go, dude, can I, hamburger, hamburger. Ugh. I told Don, I go, we better have enough hamburgers for this asshole. Because last time we did a party, he was like, come on, toil. And I had this, I'm going to fucking kill you, because there was 45 hamburgers left.
You fucked up, Joe.
Yeah, I wanted
45.
I took some home.
I wanted three, I was given two.
I did have to go out and get more Coke for Joe.
Yeah,
one Coke.
Whoa.
Yeah, but that one Coke was for you.
I had two.
I made sure I took care of you, Joe.
I had one Coke and two beers.
So anyways,
Dan,
you got to go.
I got to go.
All right, crack it up. Where are you going?
DanSoder.com. Crack it up?
At yeah, that's my new thing.
I don't like it.
Crack it up.
I don't like it. Go with your old thing.
All right, what do you got?
DanSoder.com.
Crack it up, kid.
I got to go. Crack it up, crack it up. All right, bye,
Sean. I love you, buddy.
Bye, Danny.
Bye, Danny.
Hey,
I love all of you.
We love you, Danny.
Thanks, buddy. I'll see you later. All right, listen, guys. This is a crazy show.
Great show.
Love it.
Great show.
Great.
This great show.
Humdinger. Mm-hmm. Hot one.
I had a blast.
Good, man. I it must be. It's. I know it's hard
to come in here, especially when I have all the regulars in.
Yeah.
Because it's...
I always do Legion of Skanks, and it's Lewis, so I'm kind of used to it at this point.
Oh, really?
You know?
Yeah.
I saw him come in, I was like, here we go. Here we
yeah.
Go. Why, you have the same problem Kelly has with him?
No, no, I just... You know, I know him and I love
no,
him.
No, he's a man.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
You got to get rid of, not even worry about dick skin. Have no skin. Let it yeah. roll right off. Who cares?
Really?
You
know?
That's what I think, right? Yeah, you can't let that shit
hey,
bother
look,
you.
You take it didn't bother me. He fault. Was the one who... It didn't bother me. He was the one who started it because he was like, you know what are you saying? I'm crying? I'm crying? Fuck you. You cry more than me. And that's how it started.
Well, you
got to
slam him. You don't slam him. You got to go at him.
He talks... Very, very loud.
Doesn't like matter.
You speak so loud and you know, over me. It's a constant thing.
Can I say something? You don't understand this, but the microphones, when you talk into them, the loudest person actually picks up. So if you're louder than him, it picks up on the mics.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
and
it's
that's
just,
a that's
yeah.
a bullshit excuse too. I mean, I know. Look at. It's you guys just fight like brothers and sisters, man. That's it.
Yeah.
You guys are like you. I mean, not related. Like you're the
like black people.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Just
you can sit in Dan's chair. Why don't you take Dan's seat? Put that mic down.
Perfect.
Put that mic down. Sit at the end.
You'll be a, Kelly, you'll be a darling. Excellent. Before no time.
There we go.
Spreading up.
Anyways.
Anyway, so I'm glad you enjoyed the pizza. We got it for you.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to put it right here.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
I'm going to put it up here. So I want this up here.
Yep.
Right there.
I got a video of us playing the game, but it's actually really boring.
Well, there you go.
Which one was it? Was it the clown one?
The one with the pistol, the water pistol.
The balloon?
Yeah. Stupid.
I think the main thing in life, one of the things that I've learned to do is acceptance. You know, I'm sick of being... I'm a fucking angry guy the last couple of years.
Mm.
Really. I'll be honest. I've been a very angry guy, and being a sensitive angry guy is a fucking terrible thing.
I'm with you a million percent. I deal with that all the time, man.
Yeah. So, I mean,
angry.
You know.
Angry and impatient.
Sensitive, anxiety.
Yep.
It's a fucking terrible thing.
Because of
I think
it actually
it's
helps
living,
a lot.
Living here, I think, feeds it.
It's living here, but it's also, look, it's who I am. It's you know, that's from my childhood. That's from who I was. You know, that's why I love my kid, because my kid doesn't have any of that. My kid is loved. He's confident. He. You know, what happened to me in a couple years with this, you know, I got hit and you know, all the shit and all the bullshit. So I know that he's not going to go through that. So he has every shot to have self-esteem and confidence and not and learn how to make decisions and be who he is, you know.
Right.
But, you know, it's a hard thing, especially to be in this business, to have the ego we have to have. And it's a fucking ego. You have to have an ego and confidence to be able to go on stage in the shittiest of venues, in the best of venues, after the shittiest comics, after the best comedians, and fucking wail it out and pull it out and get better and better and better. So it's, and then, you know, we fuck with each other. And now with the social media, I blocked 5 people yesterday.
Mm-hmm. On Twitter?
Mean, yeah. I don't like people who talk
what does
through,
it?
I don't like people who talk through me.
Yeah,
like someone who talks through me and to another comic, a friend of mine. It's like, go fuck yourself.
Oh, with your name in
yeah.
the thing?
Oh, yeah. And I don't like you're gone for that. And if you don't follow me. If you're trashing me and you don't follow me, you don't get to trash me.
Oh, yeah, that makes fucking sense.
Yeah, fuck you. You don't get to trash me. But, you know, this guy's... I unfollowed a guy yesterday, but I was like, you know what? I was he was on a tear. He was at the end of the tear. So I fucking, I actually unblocked him. This Ortiz guy, whoever the fuck it was. He said some horrid shit. And then I tell him, I found out he was an artist. And I go, why don't you go draw a dick and fuck yourself? And then he wrote back, I love you, Bobby. So I was like, all right, I'm cool. Yeah, but I'm a very fucking sensitive guy. I'm sensitive. I'm sorry that I'm a comedian and my feelings get hurt. But here's the other thing. I also hurt people's feelings for a living.
A lot. Yeah.
Do you have a lot of guilt? Do you feel a lot of like anxiety from guilt?
No.
No?
No, I don't feel guilt.
That's a big one.
I don't feel guilty about it. But I also, you know, you have to learn to accept. Here's the problem. Accepting people sucks because you want people not to fail you. Mm-hmm. You want people to do what they say they're going to do.
Right.
Or you want people just to act right. Or what you think is right.
Yeah, but that expectation on people, that's, you know, that's never going to work.
You didn't find the older you got, the less of a shit you gave about what people thought about you?
Absolutely.
I used to be way more sensitive than I am now.
Absolutely, but I still
and comedy doesn't, too.
I still try to control people or try to get people to do what I want them, and they're not going to do it. They're just not, you know, it's not, you know, it's not, if they learn, they learn. If they don't, they don't. You can't make somebody be what you want them to be.
Right.
You just can't.
Right.
It's just, you have to go, oh, that's them. And if I'm going to deal with that person, I'm going to have to probably deal with this too, or whatever that is. You know what I mean? That's it. Like Joe yelling that shit out of my kid's birthday party. That really bothered me. But but here's the thing. It's Joe. I know Joe that's what he does. I love Joe. So there you go.
Yeah,
it's
get a
done.
Big laugh at the party.
It's over.
You take the good with the bad.
I'm sensitive because I love my kid. I can't believe I have a kid. And here's this moment. I can't believe that I'm a year in and I'm walking out with my son and we're singing happy birthday to him in front of all my my family's there and you know, and I can't believe I made this. And then Joe selfishly thinks of himself.
I thought of everyone else. I wanted everyone to laugh.
And a great to get focus on you. And you know what I mean? And he took the focus away from my son and put it on him on a joke for that second. You know, that hurt.
I hear you.
But what am I going to do? That's Joe. He's disconnected.
That's how he connects. That's how
I'm
you connect.
That's how he's connected.
I was trying to bring everyone some enjoyment, and I brought everyone but you enjoyment.
Yeah, my wife. My wife was sad, too. She saw the video. She got very sad. She's like,
you ruined the birthday, Joe.
Because we wasted the good surprise
We've been
you.
Keeping this video documentary, like documenting his life, and that was like the climax of the year. When we walk out and Joe, I was like, when we were watching it, I was like, ah, shit. And all of a sudden she was, oh, fuck.
It's like watching Citizen Kane. It's like I'll talking over Rosebud.
I go, I'll try to take it out. She's like, no, forget it. Whatever.
Maybe you look back and go, remember Joe? No.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? You should throw a party for the kid, like a re-party. Redo it.
Yeah, we redo it. We redo it without Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a third burger. It wouldn't have been
so bad. I'm kidding.
Your mouth was full of burger. You couldn't have said it. Yeah.
No, but listen, of course he did that, but that's Joe. That's fucking Joe. I'm not going to fucking hate Joe.
Hilarious.
Yeah, very funny.
Yeah.
Very funny, cocksucker. And
it's overwhelming how great people have been. Like, even since I got here, just I reach out to people for help, you know, like, cause I'm trying to figure out what rooms, I've talked to Sean, Joe, right. Norman, Dan, everybody's been a big help.
Yeah,
you know?
A lot of people are intimidated.
It's overwhelming.
You. Yeah. Very scared of you. Like, if they don't help you, you're going to hurt me.
Absolutely.
Anyways, look at man, Kelly, you got to work that shit out. Hopefully you do. And
I hope so.
And you know what? If you don't,
fuck? I used to care a lot more because I was like, but we have to be. And now I'm like, well, if we're not, I guess we're not. Like, I would rather be, but if we're not, we're not. You know?
Yeah. Once you take your expectations off of somebody, then you can be. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I would imagine Lewis is the kind of guy. If he hates you, he won't give you the time of day. So that's love, you know, in an odd way. People love in a weird way sometimes. You know?
I mean,
if he didn't like you, he'd be like,
he doesn't know how to handle me because. He doesn't know how to handle me because he doesn't know how to work.
It's what about Scopo? Have you guys worked your shit out?
Well, we're fine.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah?
We had a hug. We had a hug on Sunday.
Good. Man, you're like the Puck of this.
What about
old fucking reference?
Adrian. How do you feel about Adrian?
Adrian loves me. Yeah.
Well, Adrian doesn't really know you yet. So.
What did you say, Adrian? Come over here. Sit down. Hey, everybody, this is Adrian.
Hi, Adrian.
Hello, Adrian.
Adrian's an intern from O&A.
Kelly's
great. All right, bend the microphone, you jackass. No, bend it so you don't have to. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Like, look.
You need two hands. Two hands.
I did the same thing the last time I was here. I got yelled at for a while.
Yeah.
Good now?
Get off your phone, you cocksucker.
No, 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 no.
You're looking at your dates.
We're wrapping up very quickly. We're gonna say hi to Adrian. Adrian, how you doing?
Not bad, buddy.
Are you a fan of Adrian? The what is his title?
Well, he's an intern with O&A, and he just wanted to come and hang out with us for a while and see what's going on.
Fantastic job!
He's great.
You're fucking amazing.
Awesome.
Thank
if
you.
I never had Scopo, I would fucking move you right in.
He might move. He might fucking bump me soon.
I would fucking move you the fuck right in there.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
Oh my god! But you're leaving when?
What's that?
When are you leaving the show?
I wasn't planning on leaving anytime soon.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
There you go. Scopo, you're gone.
That was a weird moment.
Oh, Jesus.
You take the train, too. I don't have to worry about you being late.
Yeah.
You're always on time. Do you know how to produce?
What's that?
Like a video thing?
No, that's what I'm here to learn.
All right, so you're going to show him that next week? Next week you're on this. Next week. Next week you're on this. You're sitting. You're gonna. Like, you're gonna sit next to him.
My time is coming to an end. It looks like.
Bobby, he's actually every time I meet him, he's earlier than I am.
Really,
Wally Pipp over
earlier.
There.
Like he texts.
I come straight down from O&A. Right,
but it doesn't matter. Like he. So what time did you get up this morning? 3:45
Yeah. Kelly is pumping up Adrian so she can get me out of here.
Kelly brought you in.
Kelly did bring me in. She's pushing me out.
No.
Well, I'm pushing you out. You're pushing yourself out, you fucking forget-me-not.
It's like programmer hats. It's like they got to wear the exact same.
They should battle it out over my love.
All right, listen, we're going to wrap this up because this show really dropped off since Lewis and Dan left. And I was told by fucking when Joe's one eye, his smaller eye starts closing.
Well, I feel sad now. You made me feel sad.
I was just listening. About what?
Sorry, the birthday thing. I feel real bad.
I was kidding. Me and my
take
wife,
back the best joke
Joe,
of the day.
Me and my wife didn't watch the video. My wife did not. We don't have a video documentary app.
All right, well, I didn't know.
Holy shit! I believed you.
You
I
did?
Thought that was a real thing.
No. I'm sorry, Joe. We didn't.
Hurtful.
We didn't have a
Joe. Fun. If you were here that day that I showed Blue Cats my boobie, I would have showed it to you.
Who'd you
weren't here that day.
That didn't make me sad.
Listen,
at all.
No, we didn't have. You're fine, Joe. You're fine. It's it's actually a funny video because I'm walking out and I go, "Shut!" You say you're joking. I go, "Shut the fuck up! Stop cock blocking my son."
And you say,
"It's literally."
You say cock in the middle of your son's birthday.
I know. It's literally.
Nobody even heard it. What happened is the people near me heard it. And then your family is all in their late hundreds, so they didn't even hear it. They heard you yell cock block.
Actually, Joe saying that comment made me go, oh, we're singing happy birthday. Right. It made me get up and go to sing happy birthday. So right. It made me leave Joe.
All right, don't end the show on your note, okay? Aww. Let's end it on
that. I love you, Joe.
Guys, thank you so much for coming down. What do you got, bro?
Actually, this weekend, I don't know if it'll come out before
this
that.
This comes out on the 9th.
Oh, okay.
June 9th.
Just, I have a podcast, My Dumb Friends, on the All Things Comedy Network.
Yeah.
With Dan St. Germain. Do you know Dan St. Germain?
I do. I love Dan. He's great.
He's great.
We had him on the show.
I think Dan's actually coming in next week.
Awesome.
All right. Yeah. So, just look that up. And then I'll, I have a website, SeanDonnellyComedy.com.
Yeah. Thanks for coming back on, dude.
Thank you, dude.
Appreciate it, brother. Yeah.
Two N's, two L's?
Two N's, two L's. D-O-N-N-E-L-L-Y.
What do you got, Mike?
At Mike Fenoya. And, I run a good show at The Stand on 22nd of June. Come
great
check
show
that out. And I'm going to be headlining Brouhaha in Hartford on 4th of July weekend.
I love that club.
Mm. One
I
of the best,
both of
isn't
those
it?
Clubs.
Yeah.
Joe?
And thank you very much.
You got a
thanks
blast, coming
bud.
Back on, brother.
Appreciate it.
Just my podcast, Tuesdays with Stories. I think a lot of you are listening. If you're not, if you're reluctant, give it a try. It's a fun show. Tuesdays
it's
with Stories.
A very fun show.
Excellent
thousands
show.
And millions of people.
We do have millions. A lot of listeners, and it's picking up.
Why
and,
wouldn't it? I don't know how it picks up from 6 million, but go ahead.
It's
how
great.
Do you? It's picking
what
up.
What are you at, really?
I have no
millions.
Idea. I stopped
just,
looking.
Dude, it's millions.
Wow. It's that many?
Yeah, it's millions.
It's a lot.
It's millions.
It is a lot.
He's paying his bills with it.
Yeah, that's a lot of Chipotle.
Yeah, stamps.coms are all over him.
It is a lot. So check it out. Tuesdays with Stories. If you enjoy the show, tell a friend, for God's sakes, and I love you. And don't be mean to me on Twitter. It hurts my feelings.
Yeah, stop being mean. Can you just stop being mean to people?
Yeah,
oh, I'm on Twitter, too, at ShoneyTime. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, right. That's true. Yeah, at ShoneyTime.
Hey, Adrian, do you have anything?
No.
Great. That's the intern I want. Yeah.
He'll be working O&A
here for
tomorrow.
Nothing.
I got O&A and this, yeah.
Fucking great. Plus. I'm glad to have you, buddy. Next week, you're on the video.
All right. I'm ready.
You going to teach him, Scopo?
Yeah, I'll teach him right after the show, actually, if you want.
Well, all no, right. Next week, I want him on.
But he's going to teach him tonight.
Right after the show today.
Okay. All right, go ahead. All right, Scopo, what do you got?
I'll just be with Lewis, the 28th at Levity Live, and the 2nd, I think it's at Comics at Foxwoods. And check me out at Chris Scopo.
Yeah, make sure you follow Chris. He's got less followers than Kelly.
I got a lot less followers than Kelly.
Pretty funny on Twitter, though.
I go. What do you got, Scoop?
I'm going to be in Connecticut on the 24th and then Staten Island on the 27th. Just go to kellystuga.com to find out the times, places, blah, blah, blah.
It's like a mystery.
This podcast is dominating Connecticut.
Yeah, it's a big one.
All right, what do I got, Chris?
Bobby was at Off the Hook Comedy Club. Killed it.
Yeah.
The June 12th, 13th, 14th, you're going to be at the Punchline in San Francisco.
Woo!
The 17th of June, you're taping your special at the Comedy Cellar, the Village Underground.
Ooh, tickets for that right now. You can go to ComedyCellar.com, special events, or the pop-down menu. Very, very small amount of tickets being sold. I think 150 a show to 175. It's going to be very intimate. So if you're going to go, get your fucking tickets now.
So ComedyCellar.com, June 17th, two shows, a 7 and a 9:30 show. So make sure you get them. Of course, Jim Serpico, the great Jim Serpico, is producing it. Bobcat Goldthwait is directing it.
Wow.
It's going to be, and of course, Gnome is, we're using the world famous Village Underground Comedy Club to film it. So it's going to be great. I'm very excited about this. So make sure you check me out at the Punchline in San Francisco, one of my favorite clubs in the world. And then that Tuesday when I come back, filming my 1 hour special. You guys are, what's up?
We got some more for you. The 20th, 21st, 22nd, you're at the Underground Comedy Club in Toronto.
Yeah.
And then the 31st, you're at the Comedy Works in Denver.
Oh, Comedy Works. Love it. I'm working at a bunch of great clubs. I'm very happy. So make sure you follow me on Twitter. Follow the podcast, YKWD Podcast, at YKWD Podcast. Hit us up on Facebook. Go to riotcast.com. You guys are the best fans in the fucking world. Thank you for spreading the word. The word of the YK... I think I just shit my pants.
Hey.
Dude, podcast.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.